For the second consecutive year, SFMSports.net, Maryland and Harford County's high school sports network, welcomes you to this presentation of the Harford County Game of the Week. This broadcast is brought to you by Harford's Heart Magazine, connecting the residents, businesses, and communities of Harford County at harfordsheart.com. Now, the Harford County High School Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
Live from Aberdeen High School in Aberdeen, Maryland, this is the Harford County Game of the Week, presented by SFMSports.net. Kara Delenick will join me in the next segment as Falston and Aberdeen get set to take on each other in Week 5 of the MPSSAA High School football season. It feels like fall tonight, but a great night for football here in early October. So glad you're alongside. We'll take a quick timeout and come back and set the stage for tonight's action. You're listening to the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
Everybody knows that high school sports generate suspense, excitement, and drama.
They also generate higher grade point averages, stronger work habits, and greater self-esteem.
Everybody knows that high school sports give us more value for our entertainment dollar.
They also give us leaders committed to strengthening communities right here in Maryland. The true value of playing sports in school can't be measured in wins and losses or dollars and cents. Studies show that participation in sports, along with other extracurricular activities, is one of the best ways to teach leadership, cooperation, accountability, and other invaluable life skills. Don't just stand on the sidelines. Encourage the young people you know to get in the game. When you do, you'll be helping them get ahead in life. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Maryland Public Secondary Schools Athletic Association and the Maryland State Athletic Directors Association.
Join the SFMSports.net social media network. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at SFMSportsNet. Get game recaps, nominate a student athlete of the month, and listen to our live streaming coverage of Maryland high school sports. Access high school sports from anywhere with SFMSports.net. Online, mobile, on demand.
And in a stunning turn of events, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets and Fries have turned this tailgating party around.
Most definitely. The juiciness of McNuggets combined with the hottest fries in the game, that's a tasty play that's always going to dominate.
Fellas, come on. Enough with the play-by-play. The game start.
Tailgate McDonald's style with 20-piece Chicken McNuggets for only $5. Then team them up with our world-famous fries to go all the way.
And the McNuggets up. And it's good.
There's more fun ways to tailgate at McDonald's. Proud sponsor of the NFL. Prices and participation may vary.
The Harford County High School Football Game of the Week is powered by Harford's Heart Magazine, the magazine that connects the residents, businesses, and communities of Harford County. Visit harfordsheart.com.
Welcome back to Aberdeen High School. A crucial, crucial Week 5 matchup here alongside Kara Delenick. I'm Paul Taylor. It is going to be a thriller here in Aberdeen for the Harford County Game of the Week as Falston comes off of a tough loss last week at Havoc Grace. Havoc Grace, a surprise 4-0 so far this season. And Aberdeen at 4-0. Falston now at 3-1. Aberdeen has had a couple of close games, but really the closest one was opening day at 28-20, a win over Edgewood. Last week they took apart C. Milton Wright 39-14 over in Bel Air, as C. Milton Wright racked up a ton of yards on the ground and in overall offense, but couldn't do anything on the scoreboard Aberdeen won at 39-14. Falston, prior to that big loss against Havoc Grace, had rattled off three wins in a row, including two shutout losses, or shutout wins rather, sandwiching a win against Edgewood. 37-0 against Joppatown, that 1-point 30-29 win over Edgewood, and then the 28-0 win over Rising Sun. So Kara, as we start the second half of the second half of the season, will be underway after tonight. So an important battle here. Aberdeen looking to stay undefeated. Falston looking to rebound after that tough loss last week.
You're right. Aberdeen right now 1-0 at home too, as they're home tonight, so they're looking to continue that streak, as they have had a couple close games, like you mentioned, the closest one the first game of the season, and last week with a shutout over C. Milton Wright. So they're coming in tonight. This might be the toughest opponent all year. They did have one common opponent this season, which was Joppatown, and they both ended up beating Joppatown pretty much pretty equal score. So we should be in for a good one tonight, Paul.
Aberdeen sits on top of the 3A North MPSSAA standings. Bel Air and Milford Mill behind them at 4-0. So those three teams at 4-0. Falston, they are in the 2A East, and right now they sit fourth, and it's the top four in each section make it to the state playoffs. So Falston with some work to do to try and stay in the playoff race, and a win here tonight would certainly do it. Patterson Mill, Easton and Kent Island all ahead of Falston, North Carolina, and Queen Anne's, the other 3-1 teams, as well as Patterson Mill. So it's an interesting matchup here tonight. We'll take another timeout and be back for kickoff. You're listening to the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
There are podcasts. Then there are podcasts.
The Baltimore Orioles seem to have a tight grasp on the AL East.
I love the fact you didn't mention the Boston Red Sox, all tucked away down there.
This is the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All.
Dean Ambrose is becoming a greaser.
Like them on Facebook. Or follow them on Twitter at BSportsFree, the number 4-ALL.
I'm Ray Atkinson.
I'm Josh Hall.
The Baltimore Sports Free-for-All, exclusively on SFMSports.net.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously. Because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
Nothing means it's game day like ice cold Coke Zero. Because zero means it's game day.
Well, what about the smell of crisp fall air?
No, that does not mean it's game day like Coke Zero.
Team flags up in the neighborhood?
Sounds nice, but no.
What about when...
No.
But you don't even know what I was going to say.
Were you going to say zero means it's game day, so therefore nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero?
No, but...
Then it doesn't matter, does it?
Okay.
The refreshing taste of Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
This is the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Aberdeen High School alongside Kara Delenick and you. We are just about set to go here. A fantastic evening for football. As it is Falston and Aberdeen, and Aberdeen won the coin toss and it deferred. As Falston will get the ball to start the evening. Falston again coming off that tough loss against Havity Grace. As, there is some wind to blow in tonight, and it is blowing with Aberdeen. So Falston going into the wind of this first quarter. As the Harford County Game of the Week about set to get underway. Kara, so glad you could join us tonight, as this should be a really good one here. These two teams are combined 7-1.
I think we're definitely in for a great game tonight, so it should be exciting. The fans seem to be in it after an exciting JV game also, so that's
absolutely
really pumped up the fans.
We showed up right at the end of the JV game, which Falston won on a last-second touchdown, and by last second, we do mean last second. 1 second left, and it was fourth and goal, and the Cougars JV squad scored the touchdown and kicked the extra point to win.
So it looks like they were about to kick off, and the ball blew off.
Well, we mentioned the wind. Yeah. Just like you said, the ball blew off the tee, so they'll get a couple more cracks at it. As the Eagles will have Mark Mainisi to kick it off. Mainisi approaches the ball, and a really good kick there, but we have a whistle and a flag on the play right away.
That'll be a marker.
Well, that is a pink flag. It is now October, so both teams with some pink here. And we haven't even gotten one playoff.
I was gonna say,
we got
not
a penalty.
Even 1 second.
So that's going to be an offside penalty on Aberdeen. That's the only penalty that could be. And That will be a five-yard mark off. So unless they blew the flag, although I don't know why they would blow the flag if the ball just blew off the tee again. So, no, they are going to back Aberdeen up the five yards. Because it almost looked like the ball moved a little bit there. But we will re-kick and go once again. So we'll try this again. Good evening. As Mark Mainisi approaches the ball, and we're underway for real this time. A low line drive. It's touched at the 20, and the Cougars pick it up at the 20 on the far side, crossing the 20 out to the 25 and out to about the 27-yard line. And that's where Falston will start this one. And the Cougars will get the ball to start and try and shake off last week's tough loss to Havoc and Grace. The Cougars decked out in their road white jerseys tonight with the orange helmets, the orange letters and numbers, and the orange pants. Aberdeen, the home blues with the white letters, helmets, and the gray pants. As the Cougars will come out in I formation with two wideouts to the far side, one to the near side. And this is going to be a handoff right up the middle and a fumble. And let's see who's got it. The fumble right away. And I think Aberdeen picked it up. Not a good start if you're the Cougars. And Brendan Weinhold, the quarterback, handed that one off. And that was turnover. Quincy Johnson with the recovery on that one. So Falston turns it over on the game's first play. Let's see. That's going to be interesting to see how Reggie Washington and the Eagles respond. Here they come, five wide, guns a-blazing. Five wide right away for Aberdeen as they start from the Falston 28. Here's the snap. Washington looking to the near side. It's a wide receiver bubble screen, and this is going to be caught and down to the 25-yard line. So a gain of three, as that one was to Mark Mainisi. So Mainisi with a catch and a gain of three, and it'll be second and seven here for Aberdeen. Washington getting the play from the sideline. The senior listed at 5'9", 155. So Washington will bring his team to the line again at second and seven from the 25. And again, five wideouts, empty backfield. Looking right under pressure. Hit as he threw. It's a low-lying duck, and it's incomplete. He was hit on the play right as he was releasing the ball, and it was underthrown, understandably so. Falston nearly came up with the interception, but some good pressure there from the Falston defense.
I was going to say Grant McGuire almost came up with that interception there for Falston.
So McGuire playing coverage on the play and nearly made an interception there at about the 7-yard line. Instead, it'll be third and seven, and if you're Falston, a hold here would be wonderful. Aberdeen looking to cash in on great field position. I formation now as Washington goes under center. One wide out way to the far side. Ball on the near side hash. Handoff up the middle, down to the 20, down to close to the 15-yard line. Let's see, close to a first down, and the Eagles have the first down. Down to the 15-yard line. And it'll be first and 10 once again for Aberdeen from the Eagles' 14-yard line. As Washington again goes under center. Three wideouts to the near side, one to the far side. Washington with a running back behind him. That's Ben Richardson. Washington hands the ball off on a little reverse here to Keon Gibson. Gibson shakes free some tackles and then is gang tackled after about a 1-yard gain. So it's a good job there by the far side of that Cougar defense to stay home there. As the Eagles looked like Keon Gibson there might have been able to make a play out of that. Instead, Gibson gets just a yard and the Cougars defense comes up with a pretty nice stop. 2 minutes in, Falston and Aberdeen. Falston with a turnover on the very first play from scrimmage. Now Washington in the shotgun. Three wideouts near side, one to the far side. Has a running back standing right next to him, and that is Richardson. Washington looking far side in the end zone and overthrew his man. He was looking for Antoine Johnson. And he threw that one into the corner.
That was way overthrown.
So it's another third down here for the Cougars defense as they try and keep Aberdeen off the scoreboard, at least out of the end zone. So here come the Eagles, third and 9 from the Falston 13-yard line. Well, the Eagles come into the line, 4 wideouts, 3 to the near side, Washington under center. This is going to be a handoff to Richardson. Richardson around the right end to the 5, fighting for the pylon. He doesn't quite get there, but it'll be first and goal for the Eagles from about the 2-yard line, 2, maybe 1-yard line. Let's see, looks like they're going to mark him at the 1.
Last week, Richardson ran for 75 yards and had 2 touchdowns in their win over C. Milton Wright. So
Richardson, certainly a big part of this Eagles offense. Let's see if he and the Eagles can punch it in here. Washington comes to the line once again under center. I formation, 3 wideouts, 2 to the near side, 1 to the far side. Washington will hand the ball off, and this is going to be a touchdown for Aberdeen. Falston signaling that it was a fumble, but Ben Richardson, it got across the goal line before he fumbled, and it is indeed a Ben Richardson touchdown with 2.5 minutes gone here in this first quarter. So Richardson, a 2-yard touchdown.
Quickly on the board.
Aberdeen cashing in on the Falston fumble. And now they'll have the extra point attempt coming up here to try and make it 7. Snap, hold, and kick. Good, and blocked. As the Cougars block the extra point. So it is 6-0 in favor of the Eagles. And the Cougars did a nice job on first and second down that drive, Kara. It just couldn't get off the field on third down. There's 2 separate times, third long there, and the Eagles made them pay both times.
You're right.
So it was the Eagles, they cash in with a touchdown and take a 6-0 lead, the extra point blocked.
Both teams have been putting points on the board all season in the first 4 games, so both teams definitely capable of scoring. I think they're both averaging about 30 points a game.
So Falston will get another kickoff here. Remember, they fumbled on the first play from scrimmage, rather. As the Cougars offense will come back out on the field here in just a little bit. Ben Richardson with the touchdown. So here comes the kick. And we're back underway. It's a really good kick. It is picked up. Now it goes through the legs of the Cougars return team and all the way out of the back of the end zone. So it's a touchback. So first and 10 for the Cougars as Falston will come to the line here. 9:29 left in the first quarter. Here in the Harford County Game of the Week. So glad you could join us as Falston comes to the line. I formation once again. 2 wideouts, 1 to either side. Make up 3 wideouts. So this is going to be a pitch play. And the Cougars get nowhere. In fact, lose a couple of yards. I'm not really sure what happened there. He had about 4 things happening. And it ended up being a loss of 2. So it'll be 2nd and 12 for the Cougars. As they break the huddle and come to the line. Brendan Weinhold, the quarterback, in the eye, under center. 2 wideouts to the near side, 1 to the far side. He's back to pass, looking far side. Pump fakes, now throws, it is caught. But that is going to be a loss of 1, maybe no gain. So I believe it may have been Ross.
Like maybe 32 there with the tackle for Aberdeen.
So that would have been Ben Richardson with the tackle. Nico Rice with the catch on the far side. So officially ruled as no gain. It'll be 3rd and 12 for the Cougars. And if you're Falston here, you want to get a first down or something, get out of your own end. Keep your defense off the field. Try and keep the drive moving. 2 wideouts to the near side, 1 to the far side as Weinhold again under center. Back to pass, looking near side. Has a man going down the field, but Weinhold's going to get sacked. no chance to set his feet and throw. He was under pressure. And that's going to be a...
Number nine with a sack, yep.
A loss on the play. Mark Mainisi with the sack. And the Cougars are going to be forced to punt as it's going to be fourth and about 14. And the Aberdeen defense holds. Molson had a man flash open running up the seam. But Weinhold couldn't find him. Not sure it would have been a first down. But fourth and long now, and the Cougars are going to have to punt. A little bit of a high snap, but the kick is away. And it's off the side of his foot and goes into the Cougar bench. And it's not a real great kick. As the Cougars will have the ball, or the bigger part, the Eagles will have the ball at the Falston 36-yard line. So a real good start if you're Aberdeen, not so if you're Falston.
Never miss a game of the week broadcast. Listen on your new iPhone 6 or any smartphone with SFM Sports Mobile powered by McDonald's. Listen on the TuneIn app on SFM Channel 2 or use your computer to visit sfmsports.net and scan the QR code to access our exclusive Scoreboard mobile app. Listen live, get scores, and on-demand content from anywhere with Scoreboard Mobile.
Well, that's a timeout for Aberdeen as they came to the line, and I beg your pardon, a timeout for Falston. As the two teams came to the line, and Falston didn't like what they saw. This is an important possession here if you're Falston. You need to get the defense off the field and try and keep Aberdeen off the scoreboard. After the tough loss last week to Havity Grace, you don't want to go down two scores in the first quarter to a very good Aberdeen squad. You don't want to turn this into a track meet. It was Aberdeen looking to go to 5-0 on the season. It's been a great year for Johnny Brooks and the Eagles. Dave Seske, the Falston head coach and athletic director as well, trying to... get his defense to get a stop here. So there's 7.5 minutes left in the first quarter. And the Eagles come to the line. Washington under center, I formation, three wideouts, two to the far side. Barks out the play call, now gets the ball, throws to the near side, has a man open, but he overthrew him. As he had Mark Mainisi there. Mainisi had his man by a step or two, but Washington overthrew him. So it'll be second and 10 for Aberdeen from the Falston 36-yard line. 7:28 left. Aberdeen up 6-0. Washington brings his team to the line. Again, two wideouts to the far side, one again to the near side. Washington under center, gets the snap, under pressure, throws the ball, has a man open again, and incomplete under pressure there as the Cougars got pressure.
I think it's like the same exact route they just ran in the previous play.
Absolutely. Sean Frank there getting home to the quarterback and nearly getting a sack. Frank, the 6'2 senior, 185 pounds. He caused some havoc on that play and nearly forced a bad play there from Washington. Washington did a nice job to get the throw off. And Mainisi nearly came down with it in the end zone. Aberdeen goes four wide, this time three to the near side. A running back behind Washington, who's back and now hands the ball off. Shake and bake to the far side, out down across the 35, close to the 30. And crossing the 30, getting down to maybe the 29-yard line. Couldn't see who that was. Jamal Boykin on the play. Jamal Boykin, I should say. As that was Boykin, number 10, got the carry. It'll be 4th and 2, and the Eagles had the offense on the field. So the Cougars came up with a 3rd down stop. Can they come up with a stop on 4th down? As Washington under center, two wideouts to the near side, one to the far side. And now we have a whistle, and I think we're going to get an Aberdeen timeout. Coach Johnny Brooks didn't like something that he saw. So with 7:14 left, Aberdeen will take a timeout. Up 6-0. This is a big play here. If you're Aberdeen, you know, you get a chance to go up two scores potentially to keep the drive alive. If you're Falston, you get them off the field, and you would get decent field position. Not great, but, you know, around the 30-yard line if you can stop them. So a crucial early play coming up here as soon as we get out of the timeout.
Falston definitely does not want to allow Aberdeen to be up by two touchdowns in the first quarter. So I'm sure they're really looking for a stop here, as they are about coming back out right now from the timeout.
Well, Falston breaks the huddle. Aberdeen does as well. Coach Johnny Brooks will retreat to the sidelines. And we'll have football once again here momentarily. Fourth and two from the 28-yard line for Aberdeen. Washington under center. Three wideouts, two near side, one far side. I formation behind him. He will hand them. No, he'll keep it, and he will go around right end, and he will get break a couple of tackles down across the 20, and he'll have a first down. Real nice job there by Washington. On fourth and two, he kept it and ran back behind the line of scrimmage, a good 7 yards coming around the near end. Going a quarterback keeper, then met some traffic close to the first down marker and broke through some tackles before getting tackled at the 20-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 now for Aberdeen. So we had two third down conversions and a fourth down conversion early on, and this one had the Eagles on the move. Washington under center. Once again, I formation, two wideouts, three, two near side, one far side. It's Washington back to pass, looking left, firing into the end zone, has a man open, it is caught, and a touchdown. What a catch! What a catch there! Let's see, that number was number 10, Dremel Boykin with the 20-yard touchdown catch. What a catch from Boykin there. That would have been good on Sundays, too. He got both feet down going towards the back of the end zone. A terrific catch, over-the-shoulder catch there from Boykin.
Terrific throw, too, to even make that by Richardson to get to Boykin. So now Aberdeen finds itself up 12-0, and they're going for the extra point right here.
Now they're going to go for two. The extra point was blocked earlier to try and make it 14. So Washington under center. I formation once again. A couple men in motion. Getting close to the play end of the play clock here, and now Aberdeen going to burn another timeout. I almost think, you know, there, Kara, with only 2 yards to go, I almost think you take the penalty, you back up 5 yards, you give yourself a little bit more room.
Save the timeout,
save the timeout, because now you only have one left through the rest of the first half. You still got a whole quarter and a half left to go.
You could tell their players weren't on the same page there as Richardson was trying to look around. One player was in motion. Everyone was kind of looking on the sidelines. No one knew what to do at that point, so... You're right. Take the penalty. They decided to take the timeout, and here we go back on the field.
We'll see if that comes into play at all the rest of the half, as Aberdeen with just one timeout left in the half. As they were ticking down toward the end of the play clock, you saw the back judge there with his hand in the air. Washington under center. Two wideouts, one either side. I formation behind him. Now the man in motion to the near side. And this is going to be a pass into the back of the end zone. It has a man, and it is caught. Two-point conversion is good. It's 14-0.
Mark Manisse again.
Manisse there just boxed everybody out. He's only listed at 5'9", but was still taller than any of the Cougar cornerbacks. And just kind of boxed everybody else out, and Washington's pass was right there. And a nice catch there by Manisse. And Manisse will have the honor of kicking the ball off here in a matter of seconds. So 14-0 Aberdeen. What a start here for the Eagles.
As Manisse is back for the kick, so he scores a two-point conversion and
gonna get us back underway. Wow, he can really kick. He kicked that one out of the back of the end zone. That one landed right about where Boykin caught the ball
for the
touchdown. That was quite the kick there. He had some help with the wind, but that one was drilled. And the Eagles will ahead on defense here, already up 14-0, looking to get a stop on defense here as the Cougars offense trying to get something going. It's been a frustrating couple of minutes here for Falston.
If you're Falston right now, you're just hoping to get a first down at least on this drive, because they haven't even seen that yet this game.
And we have
like
a penalty
start,
here.
Yeah.
Let's see, false start, or it could be encroachment on the defense here as the right side of the Aberdeen line jumped, and now the officials will go ahead and discuss things. And this is going to be on Aberdeen. So the Eagles with a 5-yard penalty, and it'll be 1st and 5 there, so a little bit easier for Falston to try and get a first down here. It will be Brendan Weinhold under center, I formation, one wide out either side. Weinhold marks out the play call, gets the snap, hands the ball off. This is a rush around the right end to the 30, 35, stiff arm, and out across the 35. And a huge run there for Falston on 1st and 5. That's a 12-yard run there for the Cougars on 1st down. Let's see.
Yep, 21, Ross Mitchell.
Ross Mitchell using that 180-pound, 5'11" frame, bowling people over. Look out. Here comes Mr. Mitchell. It'll be 1st down for Falston. There's that 1st down you were talking about, Kara. Weinhold under center once again. This will be another handoff. This time it's out, almost out to the 50-yard line. All of a sudden, the Cougars' offense getting moved. That's Jovan Martinez with a nice run. And let's see. It looks like Falston's found some rhythm here as they'll move with a little bit of the... maybe not. I thought they were going to go with a little bit of the sugar huddle, no huddle. But they do indeed huddle up the ball at midfield. It's another 1st and 10 for the Cougars. So Weinhold comes to the line. Falston looking to get into Aberdeen territory for the first time tonight. Weinhold takes the snap, hands the ball off once again, and this is going to be a brigade count, 40, 35, and down to the 33-yard line. Ross Mitchell once again. The hole was to the right, but it closed quickly. A cutback from Ross Mitchell, and it got him those 13 yards. 1st and 10 for Falston. They're on the move. Mitchell with a nice cutback there.
He was really aware of what was happening on that play as he really made a quick decision there to gain 10 yards?
It was a 12-yard gain from Ross Mitchell, but good enough for the first down as Weinhold again under center. I formation has Nico Rice out split wide to the far side as another man here to the near side. Another handoff. This one again goes to Mitchell. Mitchell throws himself at the pile, and the pile pushes forward for two and a half yards. It'll be 2nd and 8 from the 31. For Brendan Weinhold and the Cougars. 14-0 Aberdeen, 4:51 and counting left in this first quarter. This is the first time we've had the ball to the left of the 50-yard line except for the two Aberdeen kickoffs.
You're right. First time Falston's threatening, I guess, right now to score on the 30.
They're on the 31-yard line, 2nd and 8. Weinhold again under center. He fakes the handoff, looking for a pass, looking far side, and it is picked off. This is going to be a pick six. What an interception here as the official falls down. Mark Mainese runs it all the way back. Touchdown, Aberdeen. Hang on a second. There's a flag on the play. Mainese with the interception, but we have a flag on the play. Let's see if the touchdown holds. Let's see. Falston offense standing around.
Yeah, it doesn't look.
Let's see. Hang on. And it is indeed going to be against Aberdeen, but the turnover will stand. So it'll be a block in the back. So Aberdeen will take over at their own 38-yard line. That ball was just underthrown there by Weinhold. He had a man open, underthrown and thrown slightly behind. And is the 2nd Falston turnover.
Just as Falston, too, was getting a little momentum on their end.
Absolutely. Had a real nice drive going, and now you send the defense back out there. A defense that's been out on the field a lot this first quarter. A cool night. But still, a lot of play time here from the Falston defense here with 4:18 left to go in the first quarter. So Washington now barks out the play call as we have a late arriving Eagle to the field. Washington with three wideouts, two to the near side, one to the far side. I like this line of scrimmage right here. It's right in front of us here, right down the line. Washington back to pass, looking near side. Ducks under a sack attempt now, will gain a few yards, spins forward out to the 45, as that was again pressure from number 40, Sean Frank. And Frank jumped up to try and block the pass. Washington with a pump fake and then sprinted forward for 7 yards. Frank all over the place so far tonight for this Falston defense. And it turns into, it looked like it was going to be 2nd and 10, 2nd and 11. It turns into 2nd and 3. So 2nd and 3 from the 45 for Aberdeen on their way out. Washington under center sends a man in motion. High formation, back to pass once again, and again under pressure. This time he sidesteps the pressure, throws the ball downfield, has a man open, and just overthrows him. Believe that was headed for Isaiah Jackson there.
A couple feet behind the pass there.
Can really tell that Washington is quite an arm.
Yeah.
That's the third or fourth overthrow, and while you certainly want the completions, I mean, that was a 50, 60-yard throw there. That's a pretty impressive throw from the senior quarterback. As it'll now be 3rd and 3 for the Eagles from their own 45-yard line. Washington under center once again. Three wideouts, two to the near side. Again, there's pressure from the Falston defense. This time it's a screen pass, but it's incomplete. And as again, it was Sean Frank and company in the backfield. So let's see what the Eagles decide to do here. And it looks like they're going to bring out the punting unit. And I think that's the right move here. You don't want to give Falston short field position just when it looked like their offense was going to be on the move. But a huge credit there to the Falston defense for coming up after that stop. And that had the potential to be a hugely deflating interception for Falston. Instead, they get the ball back. Realistically, no harm, no foul. So a good job here. And now here's the snap. And the kick is nearly blocked. And they say it was tipped. And now Falston will pick it up at the 20. 25, 30, and knocked out of bounds just across the 30 at the 32 as the Cougars ran into the Eagles punter. And the official said that it was blocked as the Eagles punter there comes to the sideline. That is Owen Smith. He comes to the sideline a little hobbled, but he appears to be all right. Falston will take over from their own 32-yard line. So not bad field position here for Falston. As the Cougars trying to get something on the scoreboard. They got a couple of first downs on that last drive. Got it deep into Aberdeen territory and then threw an interception. So we'll see what Brendan Weinhold and company can do as Weinhold takes the snap, hands the ball off far side, and this is going to be out to the 35-40. Close to a first down for Ross Mitchell once again. Let's see where they mark it. It's going to be the 41, so it'll be second and a long one for Falston. So Ross Mitchell getting that engine started.
A couple impressive plays so far just in the first quarter.
2:45 left in the first quarter. 14-0 in favor of Aberdeen as Weinhold again under center. Hands the ball off to the fullback this time, and I believe Falston does indeed have enough for the first down. And that's about all they're going to get. That one was a 2-yard gain and then it's driven back.
Yep.
I believe that was Jovan Martinez on the carry. So Martinez got the first down, got to the 44-yard line, and then was slammed backwards. But it will be a first down for the Cougars with 2:22 left in the first quarter. Falston got the ball to start the game. And then the Cougars fumbled on the first play from scrimmage as Weinhold again hands off to Mitchell. Mitchell around the right end, rather out close to the 50. As Mitchell gains 5 or 6 on the play. They'll call it at the 50 once again, so it'll be a gain of 6. And it'll be 1:55 left to go in the first quarter. And Falston with the ball, second and four from the 50-yard line. Nice response here from Falston, you know, offensively, getting things moving. Just got to find the end zone here.
You're right. They're down in the hole early in the game, but the defense just got a three and out, so the offense now first down. And
Lineold hands the ball off. This again looks to be Martinez, and that's going to be a loss of a couple on the play. That's going to be a loss of two. So it goes from the 50 to the 48. And it will set up third and six with 1.25 left in the first quarter. Big third down coming up here for Falston. And even if nothing else, if they can't pick up a first down here, you figure if they indeed punt the ball, they'll flip field position. If you're Falston, you obviously want the first down here. And let's see what Weinhold and company can do. Weinhold under center. He'll hand the ball off again to Mitchell. Mitchell across the 50, 45, 40. Flag on the play. This is in the area of holding. So this one might be coming back, as it was thrown by the official, the referee, yep. And it is indeed a holding penalty against Falston. So that's going to be a huge penalty there. That will mean that it goes from third and five to about third and 15, as that'll be a 10-yard penalty from the Cougars' own 49-yard line, is where the official placed the flag. So a costly penalty there. First penalty of the night for against Falston, but it is a big one, as that would have been a first down for the Cougars. Instead, it is going to be third and a mile. So third and 15 from the 39. They got to get all the way down to the Eagles' 46-yard line. So a long way to go for a first down here, as Weinhold again will bring his team to the line. Two wideouts. Weinhold looking to pass. Has a man open down the far sideline. We're going to get pass interference on the Eagles. Great throw there, as the Cougars receiver had his man beat. Couldn't see the number their way on the far side. But I believe that is going to be a penalty on Carl Lyons, I believe, number 15. Lyons, the defensive back there, dragged his man down, so that'll be a first down for Falston. And a real nice play there for the Cougars. That play was open there, and Weinhold had a shot. His man was open there, but Falston in business here, first and 10 in Eagle territory with 33 seconds left in the first quarter. So we'll get the call officially. And it is indeed, as we suspected, pass interference on Aberdeen. And of course, Falston will take it. And it'll be first and 10. No, I beg your pardon. They're going to say, and now it is indeed going to be a first down. The way they marked it was going to be third and short.
Okay.
Instead, it will be first and 10. I was going to say, I thought that usually is an automatic first down. They had marked it. They had marked it third and one. And so the official signaling first down. 33 seconds left. Clock is stopped until Brendan Weinhold takes a snap, which he does now. He'll hand it off, and now down across the 45 to the 42 again is Ross Mitchell. And they will mark that at the 43.
Mitchell
McGarry, down 44. 44. Near side official had it marked down at the 43. Far side official says 44. And the ball being on the far hash will go with the far side official. But that's the end of the first quarter. Aberdeen on top, 14 to nothing. Falston, though, in business. We'll take a timeout and come back for the second quarter. You're listening to the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
These days, the concept of value matters more than ever. And you'd be hard-pressed to find a better value than high school sports. Extracurricular activities, including sports, make up about 2% of the budget for a typical Maryland high school. In return, participation in sports promotes citizenship and sportsmanship. Sports also instill a sense of community pride and teach lifelong lessons about cooperation and self-discipline. They encourage physical fitness. They produce community leaders. By offering so many benefits to the community for such a small percentage of a school's overall budget, it's easy to see why high school sports are one of the best bargains around. The real cost would come from not having them at all. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Maryland Public Secondary Schools Athletic Association and the Maryland State Athletic Directors Association.
Get Harford-Ketty High School sports scores from every sport at sfmsports.net, powered by Varsity Sports Network.
Welcome back to Aberdeen. Alongside Kara Dolenick, I'm Paul Taylor. As the Fallston Cougars trail 14-0, but Kara, you got to be impressed with Fallston. They're driving here. It's 2nd and 8. We'll get to you in a second. As Brandon Weinhold comes to the line, near side hash, he will hand the ball off, and this is going to be down to the 40-yard line. Ross Mitchell again lowers his head and gets a couple more yards. It sets up 3rd and short, and it seems like now that Fallston has found the Ross Mitchell train, they're not stopping the ride anytime soon, and I don't blame them. All things considered, as terrible of a start as it was for Fallston, the fact that they're only down 14-0, you almost feel like, if you're the Cougars and their coaching staff, you almost feel like that was a win. Getting that first quarter to be only 14-0 as a start as it was. Weinhold again with the handoff to Mitchell. Mitchell powers forward, close to the first down. I'm not sure that he got it. And the official on the far side says, I don't think so. No, it's going to be 4th down. It will be 4th and 1. And I'm sure here, if you're Fallston, you're going to go for it. You're in Aberdeen territory. You're down 2 scores. You're on a good drive here. You want to keep it going. So Weinhold will come to the sideline to get the play call as the play clock is going here. So Weinhold has to hurry to the huddle. Would not be surprised to see Fallston take a timeout here. Let's take a look at the back judge. Still isn't putting his hand in the air as Fallston now comes to the line. Now his hand's in the air. Weinhold again takes the snap. And they get it off in time. A handoff to Mitchell. He's dragged down in the backfield. Mitchell had all kinds of open space in front of him, but a terrific tackle from Mark Manise. And the Eagles, I beg your pardon, to that was Keon Gibson with the tackle in the backfield. Gives the Eagles a 1st and 10 from their own 37-yard line. What a play there from Keon Gibson. Oh my God. 10:29 left, second quarter. First half. Aberdeen with the ball and a 14-0 lead. Washington brings his team to the line, hands the ball off. This is a rush around the near side end, out across the 40, and getting close to the 45. And a gain of a 6 for Boykin. And so a nice rush there for Draymel Boykin. And a 2nd down and 5 on the play. So, or 4 rather, beg your pardon. 2nd and 4, so 6-yard rush for Boykin. Washington brings his team to the line. 3 wide outs, 2 to the near side, 1 to the far side. Offset backs behind Washington. Under center he goes. Blitz is on for Fallston. Here's a fake handoff. Washington eludes some pressure. Throws to the far side, and it is dropped, I believe. Yes. Dropped by Manise, I believe, was the intended target there. Manise had a chance at it.
And it would have been a little bit.
Would have been a spectacular catch. Not that Manise is... Manise or the Eagles are strangers to fantastic catches. But again, that was Sean Frank with some pressure in the backfield. Frank nearly had another sack. But Washington, with that quick frame at 5'9", 155, able to elude that. It's now 3rd and 4 for the Eagles from their own 44-yard line. I formation for Aberdeen. This will be a quarterback keeper. Washington around the far side end looking for a pass. Lofts one downfield to no one in particular. And it is an incomplete pass, and it'll bring up 4th down. Another good play from the Fallston defense as the Cougars were in relentless pursuit there of Washington, who was on the run from the minute he got the snap. It appears that the Eagles are going to bring out the punting unit. 4th and 4 from their own 44-yard line. You'll often see high school teams go for it on fourth down a lot because they don't. The kicking game is the one part of the high school game that's underdeveloped, yeah. So to speak. But this is a high kick, short kick. And this takes a Falston bounce, and it is picked up by the Eagles at the Falston 38-yard line.
And again, give credit to the Falston defense, as they've been playing most of this game right now for Falston, again with another stop. So they really haven't been getting many breaks so far this first half.
A 28-yard punt. And Falston will take over first and 10. If you're Falston here, though, you need to put the ball in the end zone this possession. You've had a couple of really nice possessions back-to-back on offense, but you haven't been able to do anything with it. You had the interception, and then you had the turnover on downs on the last possession. Ride that Ross Mitchell train till he takes you to the end zone. As here comes first and 10. Weinhold under center, hands the ball off. Mitchell spins across the 40 out to the 41. A gain of 3 there. Mitchell had to work like as if it was a gain of about 10, but he spun out of a hit and gained 3. And anytime you gain more than 2 on first down, it's a winning down there. It's 2nd and 7 there. You open to pretty much everything in the playbook. As Falston will come to the line. 3 or 4 wideouts, I beg your pardon. 2 to either side. Shotgun for Weinhold here on 2nd and 7. Takes the high snap. Plenty of time looking over the middle. Has a man, and it's dropped.
Keon Gibson.
That was Mac Nelson that was open, but Keon Gibson had something to say about that and ended up breaking up that pass. As it'll set up 3rd and long here, 3rd and 7 for Falston. And a big play coming up here.
Jordan, watch this.
A 3rd and 7 for Falston. Down 14-0. They need something good to happen. Weinhold gets the snap, a low snap. Now he picks it up. He's going to run with it. He crosses the line of scrimmage, throws a stiff arm, and then is going to get tackled after a gain of maybe 1. Weinhold tried to find some open space there, but the lane to the first down marker closed quickly. And it will be 4th down for the Cougars, and they're going to be forced to punt.
Not what Falston was looking for there on offense, that's for sure.
So the Eagles will get the ball back here. Falston lined up to punt from their own 42-yard line as we go under 8 minutes to play in the first half. The punt is away, and it's a really good one. Aberdeen picks it up at their own 20-yard line, out across the 25 to the 30, near sideline, out across the 35, and out of bounds at the 37. A flag on the play is a huge hit on a block there, but the official comes running in and fires a flag. That might be a helmet-to-helmet contact there. As the Aberdeen sideline not happy with the flag, but we'll see what the flag is. It was a vicious hit there. But from my vantage point here, looked like it was completely legal. Did not.
Carl Lyons was the one who made the run for Aberdeen. So
they're going to say Aberdeen, a face mask on Falston. You see so many times nowadays in football, college, pros, when you have a big hit like that, there's usually a penalty attached to it, you know, with contact to the head, and that's what I thought was happening. I didn't see the face mask. Yeah. Obviously, that was a face mask, and that is a big penalty. It's a 15-yard penalty that makes it 1st and 10 for Aberdeen in Falston territory. A huge penalty there. That's a big 15 yards, and now Aberdeen less than 50 yards away from making this a 3-score game. Like the fight from Falston, they just can't turn it into points on the scoreboard for them.
And a couple of their penalties have really been huge. So
that one there. Washington with a pass to the far side and is caught back across the 50. Now coming back to the near side as the Cougars try and run him out of bounds to the 45. What a play there for Aberdeen. And now we have a stoppage here as we have a player down.
It might be Cromwell.
as that was Menise with the catch. He caught it on the far side and then came running back to the near side there. I think he ran about 40 yards on the play and gained four. So the injured Eagle comes to the sideline. And it will be second and six for Aberdeen here. Big series for Falston. Defense needs to come up big again. So second and six, 7:21 to go in the first half. Washington under center, three wideouts. Hands the ball off. This is a rush to the far side. A break is a couple of tackles. And down close to the 40-yard line, that was Ben Richardson on the rush. And they're going to mark him down just shy of the 40. Say the 41, and it will be third down and a long three, a short four. So 6:50 and counting left. Third and four from just inside the 41. And if you're Falston here, you need a third down stop. 6:40 and counting left in the first half. Weinhold, or beg your pardon, that is Washington. Under center, Weinhold on the sideline. So Washington will hand the ball off, and the Cougars defense sniffs out the run. It is going to be a loss of two on the play, and it'll be fourth down.
Again, the Falston defense comes up big.
It's that defensive line and linebacker core has really done a nice job of getting pressure on Washington. Unfortunately for Falston, Washington, a very elusive and mobile quarterback, as he's gotten out of several sacks so far tonight. But it'll be fourth down here for Aberdeen, and they're going to keep the offense out on the field. And I like this play. I like this play here from Aberdeen. Fourth and five from the Falston 42-yard line. 5:50 to go. Washington under center, I formation. Three wideouts, two to the far side. Washington under pressure. He eludes the pressure, comes to the near side, lost one down the sideline, has a man open, it's caught. First down inside the 15-yard line, and Aberdeen will have it first and 10. What a catch.
Number eight, I think, Crawford.
No, it
Cromwell,
is,
number six.
Cromwell, number six. Chapri Cromwell had his man beat down the far sideline, and all Washington has to do was whoop, lofted up there, and it's a first and 10 for the Eagles.
And it almost looked like Washington was going to get sacked right there, too. And
broke out
like
of a couple
said,
of sacks there,
away.
A couple of would-be sacks. So the Falston defense, close, but not quite. That's the best way, I think, to sum up this first half for them. First and 10 now is Washington under center. Three wideouts, two to the far side. Washington back to pass, looking near side, has a man open and nearly intercepted. Way over through Antoine Johnson. And that one was nearly picked off.
Yeah, 19, Zachary Zoller for Falston almost had that one.
Zoller, 5'9", 145. If Zoller is maybe 5'10", 5'11", 5'12", he might have that one. But no, it was a nice effort there by Zoller. But instead, it'll be second and 10, 5:08 left to go here in this first half. 14-0, Aberdeen in front as Washington comes to the line. Two wideouts to the far side, one to the near side. Washington with a man in motion. Back to pass, looking far side, has a man in the end zone. He's open, caught, touchdown, Aberdeen!
Number nine, I believe.
That was Menise. Menise with the catch there, I do believe. Well, that is a 15-yard touchdown catch. And the Eagles jump further out in front. It's 20-0 with the extra point pending. They're lined up and ready to go. Here's the snap, the hold, and the flag. Kick was good for what it was worth. But the flag on the play, so we'll check that.
Aberdeen tried the extra point earlier in the first quarter, and that was when it was blocked. Then they went for the two-point conversion after the second touchdown. So here we are, the third touchdown of the game, and it looks like they're going for the extra point, but the penalty is going to bring them, I guess, 5 yards back.
So that'll be, it looked like too many men on the field there. They had one Eagle leave the field. That was number 11, Raheem Ruffin. So Manise with the catch. And here comes the extra point attempt once more. The kick gets away this time. This time it good. Sneaks in the right upright. Real good kick there from Owen Smith with four Cougars bearing down on top of him. It's 21-0. Aberdeen all over Falston here to start this one.
So 5:03 left here in the second quarter as we head into halftime. And never miss a single high school score with Scoreboard Now, powered by VSN. Get every Harford County score online and on your smartphone. Just visit sfmsports.net and click High School Sports. See schedules, scores, and the latest VSN Top 20 polls.
So Falston and Aberdeen here. Falston needs to find some mojo, needs to find the end zone here in our Harford County game of the week. The Eagles get ready to kick off here. Falston looking for a touchdown drive to end the first half. A booming
nice
kick.
One.
This is going to be fielded about the 5-yard line. 10, 15, out to the 20, runs into a wall and gets out to about the 22-yard line. Ross Mitchell once again, the key catalyst for the Cougars. Falston has done a real nice job on offense the last couple drives, but they've stalled out and have not been able to find the back of the end zone. That's what's kind of deceiving about this score, is that, yes, the score is lopsided. But if you weren't watching the scoreboard, you were watching the last quarter and a half or so, right after Aberdeen scored that second touchdown, Falston has really come alive. It just doesn't, they haven't shown it on the scoreboard because they can't find the end zone, unfortunately.
And they've had a couple big penalties, too, that have really hurt them in the first half.
So Weinhold will come to the line. Two wideouts and an I formation. Under center, the signal caller takes the snap, looking near side, has a man, lofts it downfield, and it's overthrown, looking for Nico Rice. Rice pretty well guarded on the play, but a good throw there from Weinhold because he threw where only his man was going to get it. It was overthrown, but still a nice lofted throw there from Weinhold. And it'll be 2nd and 10 for Falston here. It's a big drive here for the Cougars. You don't want to give Aberdeen a ton of time here because you don't want to go down in halftime down four scores. Three scores is doable. Four scores, you're asking for a lot.
It was really one of the first passing plays we've seen from Falston as they've really been going towards Ross Mitchell getting a handoff every time. So
Weinhold again, back to pass, looking near side, under pressure, throws, and this is overthrown again. He had his man open again, and again it was Rice. But again, it was overthrown as the Cougars will now get 3rd and 10 from their own 23-yard line. Third and 10 for Falston from their own 23-yard line. 4:47 left to go. Weinhold again in the shotgun. Four wideouts on a running back standing right beside him. So we'll see what the Cougars dial up here. It'll be a pass play. Weinhold under pressure, avoids a sack. Now scrambling to the far side, spins out of a sack, fires one downfield. It's caught. First down, Falston. What a catch. Andrew Stump with the catch at the 35-yard line. Brendan Weinhold with a couple of fantastic spin moves. First down, Falston. Wow.
One of their first downs of really, yeah, it might be the second quarter. That was pretty impressive. I wonder if that play was designed that way.
I'm sure Brendan Weinhold probably would tell you no. But So a complete pass for a first down. Weinhold passes the ball off. He passes off 45-50. Look out, 45-40. Big, big run there for Falston.
41.
Was Daylon Berry, the first time we've seen Berry flash that tonight. Wow. 220-pound freshman fullback. Look out.
First time we've seen him, but wow, what an entrance he made. Falston needs to mix things up because it really seemed like they kept their go-to was Ross Mitchell. So now as they're mixing things up, you're seeing them making their way down the field.
3:50 left in the first half. Weinhold in the shotgun once again. Four wide outs. Has a man in motion to the near side. Weinhold looking near side. Throws it complete to Mitchell. Mitchell down to the 35 before he's knocked out of bounds. That's a good 6-yard gain on first down. And you like the fact that they're going to Mitchell. Mitchell, the senior leader on this squad. If you're Falston here, you get a touchdown before the end of the first half, and you're somehow able to keep Aberdeen off the scoreboard, you got to like your chances.
Yeah. Especially, I think, with this touchdown and maybe a stop before the half.
Still
have the momentum going into halftime.
Still a long way to go as Weinhold again hands it off. And this is going to be down to the 20, 15, and spun down at the 13. I believe, once again, that was Daylon Berry.
Where's he been?
Man, that hole that Berry just ran through, I'm pretty sure I could have run through. And I don't run straight to save my life. Not that I ever would get caught running, but that's another point. But Berry there, man, he hits the hole and he just charges forward and look out. Berry with an impressive run. Absolutely an impressive run there. Wow. He comes to the sideline and gets a nice couple
well
of high fives from his teammates. Weinhold again with the handoff. This is Mitchell. Mitchell down to the 11-yard line. A nice 4-yard gain on first down. 3 minutes and counting left in this first half. Falston, tell you what, if they can get it in the end zone here, this would be an A-OK drive because you're sucking time off the clock. You're not going to leave Aberdeen with too much time, if any at all here. I mean, they're still 11 yards away from the end zone here. They can get a first down at about the 5-yard line. And so we'll see what happens. As Falston comes to the line, Weinhold under center. Two wideouts, one to either side. Weinhold will hand it off to Mitchell. Mitchell trying to bounce it outside and is gang tackled for a loss of one. And that's going to set up a big third and nine.
Yep. Barry's back in the game. You know, I want to see him get the ball again.
I would not be surprised to see him get the ball here. It'll be third and long here with 2:05 left to go in the second quarter. Clock ticking away. Coming up at halftime, we'll have some scores. We'll talk about the first half. And Falston hoping that we'll talk about a touchdown here for them. 1:52 and counting left in this first half. Falston's got to hurry to the line here. Just a couple of seconds left on the play clock. Weinhold under center. Doesn't see it. And now we have a whistle. And let's see. Did Falston get the timeout called in time? They did. So a big, big timeout here. Big play coming up for Falston.
Nominations are open for the Harford County Student Athlete for September. We want to showcase an outstanding high school student athlete that has a 3.0 GPA or higher, participates in varsity sports, and demonstrates leadership on and off the field. To nominate, visit sfmsports.net and click High School Sports, then select the Harford County option. Nominations are open through Monday, the 29th, and we'll announce the winner Friday, October 3rd, which is today.
So the October 3rd there, we will announce that coming up as it'll be 21-0 Aberdeen here with 1:41 left to go in the first half. Third and 8 for Falston from the Eagle 12-yard line. And if you're Falston here, I got to think this is four down territory here. You can't, field goals won't do it. You need a touchdown here. Got to try and keep within shouting distance of Aberdeen here. As Falston comes to the line, Weinhold under center. Two wideouts to the far side, one to the near side. Weinhold takes the snap. Looking far side, has his man, and no, it is dropped. I believe that was Zach Zeller again. Brings up fourth down. I beg your pardon, Andrew Stump was who that was intended for. Andrew Stump, and it's incomplete. So fourth down, and this is a big play here for Falston. Need to get the first down here. Or a touchdown. Try and keep this drive alive with 97 seconds left. And if you're Aberdeen, you have one timeout. So if you stop them here, obviously you still have a chance to score here. Especially with the way the Aberdeen offense moves. 1:37 left, first half, fourth down for Weinhold, who's in the shotgun. Back to pass, looking, had a man open over the middle. Now is under pressure, he's trying to avoid a sack. He flips it up in the air, and it will be incomplete. A nifty play there from Weinhold.
That almost worked.
And that will be a first down for Aberdeen. Weinhold just flipped it up there, and it was nearly caught either real close to the goal line or even in the end zone. But flipped it just a little bit too far. But a nifty little play there goes for naught. What it will go for is an Aberdeen first and 10.
And props again to the Aberdeen defense because they really put Weinhold under pressure there.
Weinhold flushed from the pocket, had no time to set his feet. So now the Eagles will come out guns a-blazing. Five wide outs, first and 10 from their own 12-yard line with 1:26 left to go. Washington back to pass, and his little screen pass goes right through his receiver's hands. And that was Ben Richardson with the incompletion. And it'll be second and 10. Aberdeen gets the ball to start the second half, too. As they pretty much did to start the game as Falston fumbled on their first snap. So a crucial stop there from the Aberdeen defense. As they keep it a three-possession game at the moment. Aberdeen, with 1:23 left in the first half, will send out five wide receivers again. Washington with an empty backfield. Washington now with a man in motion. Takes the snap, looking far side. Same play. This time it's complete. This time it's on the far side. And out across the 15, close to the 18-yard line. And that will be third down for Aberdeen. With 1:09 left to play, Falston content to let the clock run. With 1:03 and counting left. Would imagine here if the Eagles, or if the Cougars rather, come up with a stop, then the Eagles will likely try and take a timeout and stop the clock and try and maybe get something, but we're under a minute to go here. So we'll see what the game has in store for us. As again, Washington will get the snap. This time he hands the ball off, and this is going to be close to a first down, but I think he's going to be stopped just, oh. Let's see, depends on the spot. I think he might be just shy. We have a flag on the play, I do believe. No, they're going to call the chains out. I beg your pardon. The down marker stayed right where they were. They didn't move. So, and the official on the sideline was signaling him to stay. So he didn't move. So that's why usually when the down marker doesn't move, obviously it's a penalty. So that's what I was thinking. But now the officials are going to call the chains over to see if they got the first down. And let's see. That's going to be close.
27 seconds on the clock.
Let's see. I think they're short. And they are. Falston's defense gives a fist pump. A fist pump, rather.
So first time we saw the chains out on the field tonight.
They're getting some action. So it'll be fourth and short with 27 seconds left in this first half. I know that Aberdeen likes to go for it a lot, and it looks like they're going to do the same thing here. I'm not so sure that you wouldn't want to try and punt it away here. I really do think that, and I think Aberdeen's going to take a time. No, Falston's going to take the timeout to try and save some time. If you're Aberdeen here, I personally would punt it away because if you get a fumbled snap or if you're trying to throw the ball and you get an interception or something like that, you never know. You're going to get Falston with really 3-4 opportunities to get it in the end zone. If you punt it and punt it deep, even if it's a 20-yard punt, it still takes them, A, out of any field goal range, and B, it makes them go at least 40 yards to try and get a touchdown as opposed to, I know it's fourth and less than a yard, but to me, if you're Aberdeen, you got to punt the ball here. Coming up at halftime, we'll have the all-access halftime show. scores from around the MPSSAA. Recap of this one so far. We'll get you set for the second half. And it appears that Aberdeen is going to keep the offense on the field as Washington will go under center. I formation, two wideouts to the far side, one to the near side. Washington with a quarterback keeper. He pushes the pile forward. Let's see. He's going to be close, and I think they're going to give him the first down.
Yeah.
Let's see where they spot it. Yes, they do. First down, Aberdeen, with now 22 seconds left, and now the Eagles will go in hurry-up offense with 22 seconds left and just one timeout. So the Eagles now clock
still
moving, 20 seconds.
We know how great of an arm Washington has. So
he's back to pass, flashing that arm again, has a man open downfield, and it is knocked down.
Great defense.
Great defense there by the Cougars. I think he threw it out of bounds anyway, but still some great defense there. 10 seconds left, and so nice job there by Falston. Now it's going to take a minor miracle for Aberdeen to get a touchdown from this distance with just 10 seconds left. 21-0 Eagles in front. Aberdeen will get the ball to start the second half. Already up three touchdowns. They have the ball here to close out the first half. If you're Aberdeen here, let's see. They will pass the ball once again. Empty backfield, a little screen pass. But that's not going to go anywhere. Yeah. A huge hit, and now a flag comes in late. And with 4 seconds left in the half. Not sure what this penalty is going to be. The umpire threw it. It's in the area of offensive holding, and I think it is indeed going to be on Aberdeen. Here comes the official for the call. Illegal touching on the Eagles, according to the public address announcer. So 4 seconds left in the first half. 21-0 Aberdeen in front, and now let's see, Falston might just outright decline the penalty. And that would end the first half. And there's a loss of down. No, Falston does not decline the penalty. So the loss of down at this point doesn't really matter. So it'll be third and 15 with 4 seconds left. And as Washington will let the clock run out. And that will do it for the first half. All Aberdeen so far in this one. Richardson, Poikin, and Menise with touchdowns for Aberdeen as they lead this one at 21-0. The visitors from Falston with a lot of work to do in the second half to try and get back in the win column as they lost last week. Aberdeen looking to go to 5-0. And so the two teams will head to their respective corners of the field. Aberdeen behind the end zone to our right. Falston will trot down to the end zone to our left. And the Aberdeen band will take the field for their halftime show. So that is a
pretty big band.
Tradition that we love seeing here with our Harford County Games of the Week with the high school bands and whatnot. So we're going to take a moment and enjoy that while we pay some bills here as we will take a timeout and be back for the All Access Halftime Show. You're listening to the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
And in a stunning turn of events, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets and Fries have turned this tailgating party around.
Most definitely. The juiciness of McNuggets combined with the hottest fries in the game, that's a tasty play that's always going to dominate.
Fellas, come on. Enough with the play-by-play. The game start.
Tailgate McDonald's style with 20-piece Chicken McNuggets for only $5. Then team them up with our world-famous fries to go all the way.
And the McNuggets up. And it's good.
There's more fun ways to tailgate at McDonald's. Proud sponsor of the NFL. Prices and participation may vary.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Maryland's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Maryland Public Secondary Schools Athletic Association and the Maryland State Athletic Directors Association.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
The Harford County High School Football Game of the Week is powered by Harford's Heart Magazine, the magazine that connects the residents, businesses, and communities of Harford County. Visit harfordsheart.com.
Welcome back to halftime here in Aberdeen as the band plays on, or so the famous song once said. The band is out on the field, but neither of the teams are, so it's a good thing the band's out on the field. And enough with all the bad puns and bad jokes here. In all seriousness, 21-0 Aberdeen here, halftime over Falston. And Kara Delenick alongside here with myself, Paul Taylor. Kara, for as terrible of a start as it was for Falston over there, they've got to be feeling a sense, one of hope and one of disappointment, in the sense of hopeful that the offense really has looked much better, but haven't been able to crack the scoreboard yet. So therein lies the hope, and the disappointment is that they've moved the ball, they just can't get on the scoreboard.
They've been close, and we did see some spurts at the end of the first half with some different players, you know, contributing to the offense here for Falston. So maybe as they're sitting over there at halftime, they're trying to figure out how to get all these players back in the game, because that's when we saw Falston really make the biggest push towards the end zone.
So it's 11 minutes left in halftime. It was, again, the band out on the field. It was, again, one of our favorite parts here. One of the neat things, you know, school pride and everything like that. It's just neat to see.
I wonder if you could ask. I bet you might be the guest drum major one day.
No. You know, my drumming skills don't exist. I have no interest in doing that. I'm perfectly content being up here in the broadcast booth. As Aberdeen on top, 21-0 here at halftime. So three touchdowns, two in the first quarter, one in the second. I've made this a three-score game. Aberdeen just kind of staying loose in the end zone to our right. Falston in two separate huddles in the end zone to our left. We'll take a timeout and come back with some scores from around the MPSSAA. This is the all-access halftime show of Falston and Aberdeen. Aberdeen on top, 21-0. This is the Harford County Game of the Week on SFMSports.net.
Have you tried to find high school sports scores from Harford County, but have no luck? Your search is over. Just go to sfmsports.net and click high school sports and get all of Harford County's high school scores featuring all fall sports, volleyball, football, soccer, and more at sfmsports.net, powered by Varsity Sports Network.
There are podcasts. Then there are podcasts.
The Baltimore Orioles seem to have a tight grasp on the AL East.
I love the fact you didn't mention the Boston Red Sox, all tucked away down there.
This is the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All.
Dean Ambrose is becoming a greaser.
Like them on Facebook or follow them on Twitter at BSportsFree, the number 4-ALL.
I'm Ray Atkinson.
I'm Josh Hall.
The Baltimore Sports Free-for-All, exclusively on SFMSports.net.
Everybody knows that high school sports generate suspense, excitement, and drama.
They also generate higher grade point averages, stronger work habits, and greater self-esteem.
Everybody knows that high school sports give us more value for our entertainment dollar.
They also give us leaders committed to strengthening communities right here in Maryland. The true value of playing sports in school can't be measured in wins and losses or dollars and cents. Studies show that participation in sports, along with other extracurricular activities, is one of the best ways to teach leadership, cooperation, accountability, and other invaluable life skills. Don't just stand on the sidelines. Encourage the young people you know to get in the game. When you do, you'll be helping them get ahead in life. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Maryland Public Secondary Schools Athletic Association and the Maryland State Athletic Directors Association.
Get Harford-Ketty High School sports scores from every sport at sfmsports.net, powered by Varsity Sports Network.
Welcome back to Aberdeen High School here as we've reached halftime, 21-0 in favor of the host Eagles here alongside Kara Delenick. I'm Paul Taylor. As some scores here, halftime, Northeast 13, Elkton 0. Perryville and Bel Air playing, and right now it's all Bobcats at halftime, 28-6 in favor of Bel Air. So a big game going on there as Uckback action continues. Bel Air winning, Northeast winning. Northeast we had on last week in our Harford County Game of the Week. As we take a look at some other scores from around the state, it is Potomac beating Largo 39-14. Dunbar over Maritime 43-0. Patterson beats up on City 36-6. Havana Grace up 14-0 on North Harford at halftime. So that's a big game there. Havana Grace looking to go to 5-0. It'd be a big big win for the Warriors to go to 5-0 after beating Falston last week. So good things happening in Havana Grace to start the season. And Bel Air next week for Havana Grace. So it'll be very interesting to see how that one goes. Mervo beat Ben Franklin 48-0. Poly over Digital Harbor 16-12. Lake Clifton at 26. WEB Du Bois 6. Carver 28. Northwestern at 24. And that just about rounds out our scoreboard segment for the public schools. We did have one private school score to report. St. Paul's 21, John Carroll 20. Actually, some other scores here just coming into us. Northwestern in Prince George's County 24, Henry A. Wise 0. Surrattsville 22, Fairmont Heights 14, 36-0 Forestville over Central. That's a Prince George's County game. Frederick Douglass in Prince George's County not so friendly with Friendly High School 59-6. That one earlier this afternoon. Parkdale squeaks by High Point 14-8, and Flowers down in Prince George's County sneaks past Oxon Hill 32-28, as Eleanor Roosevelt 33, Bowie 7, 21-13 Suitland over Laurel. And so all of these scores coming to us courtesy of, or powered by rather, Varsity Sports Network on sfmsports.net. And go all, right there and get all of your scores as we've teamed up with Varsity Sports Network to get you every single score in the state of Maryland, including Harford County. As again, this one here, 21-0 in favor of Aberdeen, as Kara Delenick. Kara, as you look back at the story of this first half, we talked about the fact that Falston's offense has been unable to find the end zone, rather. You also look at it, those two turnovers really, really hurt Falston. The first one resulted in a touchdown. The second one nearly did. It was an interception that was returned for a touchdown, but it was called back due to a block in the back. But, and that one didn't directly result in points, but it was another drive killer. If you're Falston here, you have to take better care of the ball in the second half if you want to have any chance of coming back.
You also think Falston is a little bit lucky here because Aberdeen really could have had at least one or two more touchdowns. It was just they had tough breaks at the touchdowns. We were called back or a penalty again hurt them. So Aberdeen really could have been up by a lot more by just three scores here. So Falston has to be a little bit positive now at halftime as it's only 21-0. And they have come close to scoring a few times. So like I said, they've been getting the first downs now much better in the second quarter than in the first quarter. So if that keeps up for them in the third quarter and they start to see some first downs and make their way down the field, then hopefully we'll get some points on the board here.
You know, it's just, you know, like you said, that's the key is, you know, you can have all the good drives that you want, but you got to find the back of the end zone here. And I mean, that's going to be the point of emphasis there for Falston is they've looked so good, no better than that last drive of the half there for them when they turned the ball over on downs there. And I don't blame them for going for it on fourth down. You have to, as you know, you look about it, your field goal there does you no good. So you had to go for a touchdown there at the end of the half. Unfortunately, they couldn't get the first down, but we'll see what happens here. There's just about 3 minutes left on the halftime clock. We will take a timeout and come back with more of the All Access Halftime Show. You're listening to the Harford County Game of the Week on SFMSports.net.
You're working out, you're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do, every night. Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
Join the SFMSports.net social media network. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at SFMSportsNet. Get game recaps, nominate a student athlete of the month, and listen to our live streaming coverage of Maryland high school sports. Access high school sports from anywhere with SFMSports.net. Online, mobile, on demand.
Nothing means it's game day like ice cold Coke Zero, because zero means it's game day.
What about the smell of crisp fall air?
No, that does not mean it's game day like Coke Zero.
Team flags up in the neighborhood?
Sounds nice, but no.
What about when...
No.
But you don't even know what I was going to say.
Were you going to say zero means it's game day, so therefore nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero?
No, but...
Then it doesn't matter, does it?
Okay.
The refreshing taste of Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
This is the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Aberdeen High School here. 21-0 in favor of the Aberdeen Eagles on top of the Fallston Cougars here as we get you set for the second half.
SFMSports.net features the Harford County Football Game of the Week this season, so go to SFMSports.net to see the schedule and suggest a game we should cover. If we take your suggestion, you could win a $50 Buffalo Wild Wings gift card. Sounds awesome. Just visit SFMSports.net and click High School Sports. Never miss a Game of the Week broadcast. Listen on your new iPhone 6 or any smartphone with SFM Sports Mobile powered by McDonald's. Listen on the TuneIn app on SFM Sports Channel 2 or use your computer to visit SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to access our exclusive scoreboard mobile app. Listen live, get scores, and on-demand content from anywhere with Scoreboard Mobile.
All right, so a couple of announcements here. 2 minutes left until we start the second half as the Aberdeen kicker there, number 33, Owen Smith, out there trying to hit field goals. He just tried one from 50 yards and just about nailed it. It came close. It was a little short, but still a really good kick there from Owen Smith. And again, we kind of talked about it a little bit. I almost feel bad now earlier. You know, you think about it, kicking is the one part of the high school game that on the whole, it is one of the more underdeveloped parts of the game. Smith there, obviously, with plenty of leg there from 35, 40 yards. But, on the whole, as you look around the state, kicking is the one weakness for several teams, which is why you see a lot of them go for two. You see a lot of 8-0 leads, 16,
You've seen a trend, I guess, recently, too. A lot of high school football teams will pull a kid or two off their soccer team to just come in to do the kicking, as they've had the experience and the training in kicking, so they figure they can pull someone in for that. But I'd agree that it's probably the weakest part of the high school game.
It's hard to find a kicker. You can find a good running back, even as a freshman, as Falston certainly has in Daylon Berry. You can find a good quarterback like Reggie Washington that Aberdeen has. So some of the different things that you have there. But kickers usually are the ones that if you have a good one, you rely on them. And, you know, if you don't, it kind of makes things a little bit more difficult, especially when you get late in games and you get some odd scores down by two, down by four. It makes things a little more difficult. But we'll see what happens here. Aberdeen's kicker, their place kicker, Mark Manise, has quite a leg on him as well. As Manise with several really nice kickoffs so far tonight. As he and the Eagles will get the kickoff here in just about 20 seconds or so. As Falston will kick away to start this second half. Kara, the big key for both teams to start the second half.
For me, Falston, first down, make their way down the field. Get a stop here on defense first. I guess Aberdeen starting with the ball. Falston needs a touchdown as early as possible in this second half.
For Aberdeen, what's their biggest key?
Aberdeen, I would say keep doing what they're doing, really, on offense. It's working. Washington has had some great passes. You've seen his arm. He's done a great job. I think he's had a touchdown at least in every game this season, as I read earlier today. So you know that he can throw, and the threat's there. So
continue to trust Reggie Washington. Sounds like a good game plan.
Campaign.
There you go. I like it. Flashback to 1799 there. So ball on the tee, ready to go. And the second half is back underway. A short kick. Not really sure what Falston was trying there, but it is picked up by one of the up men at about the 40-yard line and out across the 40 to the 42. Don't know if that was
planned or not. I
can't. If it was an onside kick attempt, it went about 10 yards too far. But it'll be really good field position for the Eagles to start this one here in the second half. As Reggie Washington will get to start at his own 43-yard line. So some really good field position for the Eagles. Already up 21 to nothing here on Falston. Washington brings his team to the line. Empty backfield. Three wideouts to the far side, two to the near side. As Washington has been known to have a couple of quarterback keepers in this first half. Let's see what he does here. As Washington in the shotgun, waiting for the snap. Gets it. Looking for a pass. Looking to the far side. Has his man out across the 40. Back to the line of scrimmage. And then gang tackled by a couple of Cougars. Did not quite get back to the line of scrimmage. Lost maybe a half yard on the play. All that, and it was a little bubble screen there to the far side almost. And there was no gain there for Aberdeen, so good job of gang tackling there by the Cougars. It's the one thing that you can really say about the Cougars' defense is the tackling has been very, very sure tonight.
James Cooper!
So we'll see what happens as the game moves along as the Eagles come to the line once again. Five wide once more. Three to the far side, two to the near side. Washington in the shotgun. Second and 10. Washington back to pass, looking near side this time, under pressure, and is pulled down from behind. Real nice sack there. It's a loss of seven on the play. And it'll bring up third and long. Real nice sack. 71, Joe DeTore, 6'4", 296. A lookout. He's coming through your living room window. And he pulled Reggie Washington down and sets up third and long.
First sack of the game, I think, for either team, too. I can't remember another one.
So the Falston defense gets home. And now Washington and the Eagles in third and impossible. Another bubble screen to the far side. This is going to be coming back to the near side here. And the Cougars stayed home and sniff it out. And that's going to be a loss of about three or four on the play. Cougars defense has been very disciplined tonight. And it's the second or third time that the Eagles have thrown to the far side and come all the way back around to the near side. And it hasn't done anything. So the Cougars defense, the defensive ends and the cornerbacks really setting the edge, and then really a nice job of staying home.
Well, Falston can't ask for any other way to start the second half.
Absolutely.
Right there,
a short drive. It's now a flag on the play. And an illegal substitution against Aberdeen, so this will back them up five more yards. Goes from 4th and 20 to 4th and 25. Aberdeen, not a great start to this second half, but like you said, couldn't get much better if you're Falston. And now Falstead will get the ball in pretty good field position. They should. So it's a low snap on the punt. The punt is away. It's a good kick. Hits at the 43 and dies.
And a flag down.
And another flag down. Thank you. Good catch. As the referee threw the flag at the 46-yard line, the ball was down at the 42. So we'll see what the flag is. Didn't look like there was anybody in the area when the official threw the flag. But we'll see. It's likely on, I would think it has to be on Falstead. So let's see. Referees discussing the matter. Either way, it'll be first and 10 for Falstead. And as we await the official. And it is a block in the back on the Cougars. So another penalty on Falstead.
That's unneeded. That again.
Hit at the 43 and just died. Almost like the Eagles punter there, 33, Owen Smith, had perfect backspin on that, like he had his best pitching wedge. And so it hit at the 43 and hit it, then landed at the 42. Landed and stopped, rather, at the 42.
Yep.
So it'll be another, a 10-yard penalty, and it will be first and 10 for Falstead at the 32 rather than the 42. That's another big penalty.
Yeah, it's just a mistake that doesn't need to happen. The penalty just wasn't even... It didn't make a difference whether or not anything. Like, as you said, the ball just stopped there anyway. So what was the point of the penalty to any for anyone?
So 21-0, Eagles in front, Cougars with the ball. Shotgun formation, and now it's a bungled play here as Weinhold will rush forward and gain 2 yards on a botched play.
It was a pretty high snap. I thought he was almost going to lose it on the snap, but he recovered it. It's kind of like a one-handed grab.
So Weinhold with the steady play there. Level-headed after things kind of went haywire right off the snap. So second and 8. So to not only not turn that over, to not get sacked, and then turn it into a 2-yard gain, that's a pretty impressive play as we have a flag on the play. And I think we have 12 men on Aberdeen.
Yep.
So that's a big 5-yard penalty.
Yeah,
so all of a sudden, things looking pretty good here for Falstead. Still have the goose egg on the scoreboard, but things are moving in the right direction. Defense is moving the Eagles offense backwards, and the offense is moving forward. And so here comes the Cougars to the line. Weinhold in the shotgun. 3 wideouts to the far side, 1 to the near side. Back to pass under pressure, throws it. This is caught. Shifty move out to the 44-yard line. First down for Daylon Berry.
No other but Berry, right?
It's the it's the Berry and Mitchell show, you could say. Daylon Berry and Ross Mitchell. Mitchell, the star of the first quarter. Berry, the star of the second quarter, if you could say that. So first and 10 now. Berry, I love the way he runs.
They've done great things offensively. They just need to start stringing those good plays together.
First and 10. Weinhold again in the shotgun. He'll hand the ball off again to Berry. Berry crosses the 45 and pounds his way down out to the 46. That one looked like he was going to get stopped in the backfield, and he still gained a yard and a half, 2 yards. So second and long, but still a positive play there for Daylon Berry and the Cougars.
It will be exciting to see him play for the next couple years here as he's only a freshman.
The only freshman listed on this Cougars roster. You can see why Falstead loves him. Second and 8. Weinhold takes the snap, looking near side. Has his man across the 50, 45, 40. Spun down just inside the 40.
Stump.
Now let's see. First down, Falstead.
Andrew Stump there with the first down.
Looked like the official on the far or the near sideline here. Looked like he threw a flag or something. I was waiting on that because it almost looked like a pick play there that got Stump open. When right in front of the Aberdeen bench, it looked like the official dropped something. So I thought maybe he threw a flag. He didn't. And it'll be first and 10 for Falstead. Weinhold brings his team to the line again in the shotgun. 2 wideouts both sides. Weinhold, he'll hit the ball off. Berry bangs his way forward to the line of scrimmage and he'll gain a yard. Berry loves to just throw his weight around and make stuff happen as he gets to the line of scrimmage. Well, they're going to officially say that was no gain. It looked like that might be a gain of 1 or 2. 7:10 left in the third quarter, 21-0 in favor of Aberdeen. The student section is really loving this one. So Weinhold under center. Two wideouts, one to either side. I form behind him. Weinhold hands the ball off to Mitchell. Mitchell breaks through the line of scrimmage and falls forward down to the 35. A real nice gain there for Mitchell. Sets up third and a long five, a short six. For Falston here. Another big third down play coming up here for the Cougars. 6:35 and counting. Left in the third quarter, Aberdeen on top, 21-0.
They need it. They need every possession for them to count this second half. So they need to get this first down here.
6:19 and counting. Under center, back to pass, under pressure, shakes out of one sack. Now looking downfield and fumble. And this ball is going to be picked up by Aberdeen.
Weinhold sure
fumbled. Let's see.
I think Falston recovered.
Falston did indeed recover. Wow, how did Aberdeen not get that one?
I don't know. It looked like 76 picked it up for Falston. Yep, Jack Halsiak.
Jack Halsiak, nice recovery.
Right place at the right time,
there.
Surrounded by about three or four Aberdeen players. So.
So it'll be fourth down now. Fourth and long. And now let's see. Do we have a flag on the play? As it looks like the officials are talking to the Cougars. I didn't see a flag come in.
No, me neither. I don't know what they're talking
about. Well,
good.
If you didn't see it, then let's see. It appears like, I don't know. Let's see.
I think they're talking about where to place the ball.
Let's see. It
I don't
is.
Know. They're calling a holding.
A defensive holding.
Holding.
Yep.
And they're marking off 10 yards, which usually defensive holding is a 5-yard penalty and automatic first down. So you got me on that one there. Either way, Falston keeps the ball and a big Aberdeen
break
penalty.
Here, really, a lucky break.
Absolutely.
Fumble, the recovery, and the penalty. All working in Falston's way here, so.
So first and 10, the Cougars trying to get on the board here. Weinhold under center, hands the ball off, and that will be no gain on the play as the Aberdeen defensive line there breaks through and it gets the stop. 5.5 left, third quarter in a noisy Aberdeen High School. 21-0, the home team in front in this one. It's Falston in the huddle. Thanks so much for tuning in, or wherever you may be. Harford County Game of the Week from Aberdeen, Maryland. Just steps away from Ripken Stadium. 5 minutes left to go, third quarter. Weinhold, deep pass down the middle, and that is caught!
Wow.
Touchdown! Wow! What a catch! Touchdown, Falston! Bang!
Nico Rice.
Nico Rice.
An amazing catch.
Nico Rice from the 25-yard line.
I almost thought it was going to be an interception there.
Yeah, it was.
Rice was able to get in front of the defender just in time to make that amazing catch there for the first touchdown here for Falston.
Snap, hold, kick, good, and good. Falston on the board. It's 21-7.
The game is far from over, Paul. That's for sure now.
Aberdeen, absolutely. That's a great way to put it. As Falston gets on the board, and just like that, it's a two-score game once again. And if you're Johnny Brooks and the Eagles. Yeah, that's got to be the message here, is this one is not over with. 17 minutes left in the game, 5 minutes in the third quarter, 12 full minutes in the fourth. And that was a terrific pass there to Nico Rice. I believe it was about 25 yards or so on that play. And it was a nice job there by the Cougars to get that touchdown. So the Cougars will kick off for just the second time tonight. And the Cougars certainly with some momentum now, and you got to think now the defense is ready and rearing to go, trying to get another stop and get their offense the ball back.
That's really what Falsted needed here. It kind of boosts their confidence level right now. I'm thinking that they know that they can score.
Another little pooch kick here, and it's picked up by another one of the up men. So that was obviously by design then. And Aberdeen, rather, will take over.
Almost the same thing they did right to start the half. So
Aberdeen will again take over in good field position at their own 44-yard line. So some life now for Falston, Carroll. As the Eagles will get possession here. 4:56 left to go here in the third quarter. Washington comes to the line in the I formation. One wide out to both sides. He'll hand the ball off to the fullback, and this will be a gain out across the 45 to the 46, maybe 47. So a gain of 3, maybe 4. Let's see where they officially spot it. That's going to be a gain of 3. It'll be 2nd and 7. So 2nd and 7 from the 47-yard line, 4:28 and counting left in the third quarter. Aberdeen in front, 21-7, and now we have a stoppage here. Let's see what the whistle is. And I think we're going to get a...
maybe a timeout here?
Is it a timeout or is it an injury timeout here? I think we have a Cougar
injured
who's down
player,
on the play.
I think.
So we're going to get an injury here.
Maybe a cramp it might look like.
That's what I was thinking too. So not exactly a warm night, but still early enough that can certainly start cramping up here as the wind continues to whip. It is Aberdeen going into the wind. The wind going almost directly left to right. Aberdeen going right to left here in this third quarter. So they are up 21-7 here in this third quarter. As the Cougar player is down, getting looked at.
And I'm pretty sure it's Barry, too.
So just a cramp there, so nothing, so it's good to see that getting attention there, and we'll hope to see Barry or whoever it is. I couldn't quite see the number. Hope to see whoever it is back out on the field real soon.
Never miss a single high school score with Scoreboard Now, powered by VSN. Get every Harford County score online and on your smartphone. Just visit sfmsports.net and click High School Sports. See schedules, scores, and the latest VSN Top 20 polls.
21-7. It's a party here in Aberdeen for the Eagles so far, at least. As the injured player continues to get looked at here on the field, and now it will get up and get to his feet. Let's see. It does indeed appear to be Barry. Barry hobbled quite a bit on that right wheel. So we'll see if that's... they were stretching him out like it was a cramp.
Yeah.
Might be an ankle injury. But we'll see if Barry comes back. And he's been a huge key to this Falston success so far tonight on offense. So hopefully, if you're the Cougars fan, hopefully Barry not out too long. 2nd and 7 from their own 47 for Washington and the Eagles under center. Back to pass, looking far side, has a man open down the field, and it's overthrown. Looking far side and came back near side. The way that Washington threw that ball looked like he was looking for Manisa. Instead came near side to Isaiah Jackson.
And actually, it was the closest player to it was Falston Zoller, number 19.
So it was overthrown, and we'll see what happens here with it being 3rd and long. Another big play coming up here for the Cougar defense. Washington comes to the line. I formation, one wide receiver to the far side, two to the near side. This is a handoff. Right end, a far side, and close to the first down is Ben Richardson, but I think he's going to be short by about a yard. But let's see. I believe Aberdeen will elect to keep the offense on the field. But he'll be a good yard short here on 3rd down.
All right, another big play right here. If Falston gets the stop, then...
so we'll see. 4th and 1. Falston's going to get the stop, or Aberdeen is going to keep their drive alive with 3:30 left in the third quarter. Aberdeen with a minute and a half on their drive so far. Fourth and one. Big play here. Falston with eight in the box. Three wide outs. Now a man comes in motion. Washington under center. Hands the ball off, and Aberdeen has the first down. A whole lot more. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. And he's dragged down from behind inside the five-yard line. That was Ben Richardson. Huge carry. And he gets up hobbling a little bit. Wow.
I think he was almost surprised that he made it that far.
Yeah.
A couple missed tackles, and... There you go, way more than a first down.
Yeah, first and goal, more like it. Those are the kind of plays that change games. Goes from fourth and one to first and goal. And Aberdeen, with a score here, would go back up by three. And that would make things awfully tough on Falston. Washington under center. First and goal from the three. He'll hand the ball off again, and this time it's going to be stood up at the line of scrimmage. Richardson, I'm not even sure he got back to the line of scrimmage. Back, they'll mark him back for a loss of one.
Richardson comes off, yeah. So, or Washington comes off.
Washington coming to the sideline to get the play. 2:18 and counting left to go. 21-7 here in favor of the host Eagles. Aberdeen student section getting excited. It was 21-7. Reggie Washington and the Eagles looking for more. Three wide outs, two to the near side. I formation. Washington under center, back to pass, looking far side. Lofts it for the corner of the end zone. It is caught for the touchdown. What a catch. Right along the out-of-bounds line there, on the sideline on the far side. And Manise with another touchdown for the Eagles. And it reinstates a 20-point lead. Manise, a three-yard touchdown reception.
His second touchdown of the night. He also had the two-point conversion earlier tonight. And the extra point's good for Aberdeen. So
Aberdeen now has a 28-7 lead. So they reinstate that three-possession lead with 1:50 to go in the third quarter. Falston will get the ball back here. And if you're Falston, it's go time.
Yeah, do or die at this point, I'd say.
You got just under 14 minutes to go. And you need something. We'll see what ends up happening. So Falston got to find the end zone again here. Trying to... make it a two-score game once again. You don't want to turn it into a track meet here for the fourth quarter because you're down by three scores if you're Falston. But we'll see what happens as Falston's about to get the ball back with 1:50 left to go in the third quarter. Manise approaches the ball, puts a good foot under this one. What a kick. And this one's going to be fielded at the 5. Pitch back to the 5, to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, just shy of the 30. And a late hit penalty coming on Aberdeen.
Yeah.
And that one will probably be on Ben Richardson there, I believe. No, I beg your pardon. That is number... Let's see. Couldn't see that number. Number 12, Jadair Stansberry. And so it'll be a 15-yard penalty on the Eagles. A big personal foul penalty. And now that moves the line of scrimmage from the 32 out to the 44. The 29 out to the 44. Flag was thrown at the 32. So a big penalty for Aberdeen. Gives Falston a good field position.
Necessary again. It can really come back and harm them right here.
Four wide receivers, two to both sides for the Cougars. Weinhold in the shotgun, looking for a pass. Looking, all kinds of time. Now under pressure, fires near side, way overthrown.
Way out of bounds.
That is caught by Shapri Cromwell of the Eagles, but he's on the sidelines. As Weinhold overthrew that one by quite a bit with 1:37 left to go in the third quarter. So a second and 10 from the Cougars 44 for Falston. Weinhold in the shotgun. Again, four wideouts. This time it's a handoff, and this is a crowd across the 50 down to the 45. A big hit. But it is a big run for Ross Mitchell and a first down for Falston. Falston, if they can get a touchdown here either by the end of this quarter, which would be tough, or in the first 2 minutes or so of the fourth quarter, I would love to see the defense come back out on the field there in crunch time. But the Aberdeen defense trying to make that not matter is again Weinhold with a pass. This time it's caught
and dropped. He dropped it. Yep.
He had it at the 25-yard line, then took a hit. That was, I beg your pardon, that was Stump again. Stump with a catch over the middle, and then he dropped it. Nice throw from Weinhold. And a nice initial catch there from Stump, but he couldn't hang on. And that will make it second and 10 with 67 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Weinhold in the shotgun again, four wideouts. He'll hand again off, 45 down to the 42-yard line or so to Mitchell. With under a minute to go here in this third quarter, it will set up third and six for the Cougars.
Third quarter, 45 seconds left.
Weinhold comes to the line. Same formation as the last couple plays. Shotgun formation. Weinhold back to pass, looking, has a man open deep, and he overthrows it. It's intercepted. Out to the 20, 25, and a push out of bounds inside the 30. Another turnover for the Cougars, and that one just might be the last gasp for Falston. Still a whole quarter left to go, so you don't want to bury the Cougars too soon. But with Aberdeen taking over at their own 27-yard line with 24 seconds left to go in the third quarter, that's if Falston didn't have their backs against the wall and being backed into a corner before, they certainly are now. Washington under center. Two wideouts, one to either side. This will be a handoff, however. It goes to Richardson. Richardson rushing around near side. Wow. 40, 45, 50. Look out. Big stiff arm. And he's still on his feet inside the 40 down to the 36-yard line. Big, big, big run from Ben Richardson. Bang! Richardson hits the hole, flips field position, and 12 seconds left in the third quarter. That will probably be the last play that Aberdeen chooses to run this quarter.
Well, it was Washington. Nice play to end the third quarter, though.
Absolutely. Washington will bring his troops to the line, but they will end the quarter. We will take a timeout and come back for the fourth quarter. Aberdeen on top, 28-7. You're listening to the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
These days, the concept of value matters more than ever. And you'd be hard-pressed to find a better value than high school sports. Extracurricular activities, including sports, make up about 2% of the budget for a typical Maryland high school. In return, participation in sports promotes citizenship and sportsmanship. Sports also instill a sense of community pride and teach lifelong lessons about cooperation and self-discipline. They encourage physical fitness. They produce community leaders. By offering so many benefits to the community for such a small percentage of a school's overall budget, it's easy to see why high school sports are one of the best bargains around. The real cost would come from not having them at all. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Maryland Public Secondary Schools Athletic Association and the Maryland State Athletic Directors Association.
Get Harford County High School Sports Scores.
from every sport at sfmsports.net, powered by Varsity Sports Network.
Welcome back to Aberdeen. Start of the fourth quarter. Washington under center. He'll hand the ball off to Richardson. Richardson coming near side and maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage, but no more. Aberdeen on top 28-7 here with the ball going in at the Falston 37. And now all of a sudden we see a hurry-up offense from Aberdeen. Interesting decision to go in the hurry up here. Here's another handoff. This is again near side and another good tackle. This time it is a gain of three for the Eagles. Another carry by Richardson. But it will be third and long here for Aberdeen. With third down coming, 11:15 left to go in this one. Aberdeen on top by a couple of scores. Washington under center, third and long. Two wideouts to the far side, one to the near side. It's another handoff out to the 35, down to the 30. First down, a whole lot more, all the way down inside the 20. That was Dremel Boykin with a huge rush, and it gives Aberdeen a big first down. Huge rush there from Boykin. Ten 45 and counting. 28-7. Aberdeen in front. Washington under center. Another handoff. Big hit behind the line and thrown backwards there. So a huge hit by Gabe Wagner, I believe is who that was in on the tackle. So second and long here for the Eagles. Second and 15 from the Falston 24. Under 10 minutes to play. Aberdeen up 28-7. Back to passes, Washington lofting one for the end zone in double coverage, and he overthrew it. Good coverage there from the Falston defense. Had that one read perfectly. Washington nowhere really to throw that ball. And it'll set up third and long once again. Third and 15 from the Falston 24 with 9:46 left to play here in this one. Aberdeen looking to put this one away with a score here. Washington under center, or in the shotgun rather, empty backfield, five wideouts, and false start on the Eagles as Jadaire Stansberry went in motion. And it threw off two of the three wideouts to the near side. So a five-yard penalty makes it go from third and 15 to third and 20. So third and long becomes a third and longer for Aberdeen. Same formation, five wide, three near side, two far side. Washington in the backfield all by himself. Another man in motion. This is a pitch. Again, another false start. So it goes from third and 15 to third and 20, and now it'll be third and 25. I can't count that high, so something's got to happen quick.
I still wouldn't count Washington out, though.
Absolutely not.
No,
Washington has an arm and has some legs. He can certainly make something happen here. So we'll see. 9:45 left to go. 28-7. Aberdeen in front. Washington under center this time. I formation. Two wideouts near side, one far side. Washington takes the snap, hands it off to Richardson. Richardson coming near side. Ooh. Breaks out of a tackle. I beg your pardon. It is not Richardson. It is Boykin. Boykin breaks out of a couple of tackles. Gets down to about the 32-yard line before he is stood up there. So gain of maybe two. So it becomes fourth and 23. And we'll see what Aberdeen elects to do here. We would assume that, I would assume they're going to go for it as Washington's still on the sidelines. We did see the kicker Owen Smith practicing field goals from roughly this distance at halftime. And now we have a timeout for Aberdeen here with 9:04 left to play in the game.
SFMSports.net features the Harford County Football Game of the Week this season. Go to SFMSports.net to see the schedule and suggest a game we should cover. If we take your suggestion, you could win a $50 Buffalo Wild Wings gift card. Just visit SFMSports.net and click on High School Sports.
9:04 left in this one. Aberdeen on top 28-7. As the Eagles in control in this one, they jumped out to a 21-0 lead at halftime. And then led by this 28-7 score after three. Looking to put the game away here, but it's fourth and 23. Washington and the offense out on the field as Washington will be, let's see if he goes under center or not. Now gets some special instructions from Boykin. Washington now under center. It'll be an I formation. Washington gets the snap back to pass. Looking, has plenty of time, throws deep, has a man open, and it is dropped at about the 8-yard line. Good throw, good effort, but dropped, and that will turn the ball over on downs for Falston. Kara, with just under 9 minutes left, if you're Falston, you got to score in a hurry here now, to have a shot. You can't have one of these 3-4 minute drives here. You got to score it in the next couple of plays here. Have a big rush by one of your running backs, either Daylon Berry, if he can come back in the game, or Ross Mitchell. Berry went out earlier with that injury. Have not seen him back in the game since. And we'll see what happens here. Weinhold in the shotgun for wideout, so I'd expect Falston to air it out here for the remainder of the game. Weinhold rather will hand it off. This is to Mitchell. Mitchell with a nice gain of 5 or 6 yards around the far side. And it'll be second down, and now Falston in the hurry-up offense here. 8:42 left to go. Weinhold again in the shotgun. Fakes the handoff, looking for pass, all kinds of time. Now sidesteps once more. This time he can't get out of the sack. The Weinhold goes down, a loss of 4 on the play. And now time called as Weinhold is down. Ouch. Weinhold got taken down hard on the sack. He's moving, but he is in a lot of pain. He takes his helmet off.
Yeah, he seems to be in a lot of pain.
Almost looked like, again, without speculating too much, looked like he landed on his left shoulder.
Yep.
When he got taken down, and again, from here, it almost looked like when the trainers got to him, he pointed at that left shoulder. We certainly hope that Weinhold is okay. As it'll be third and long for Falston when we resume play here. And Weinhold's still down. Weinhold, rather, still down. And trainers attending to him. Aberdeen looking to go to 5-0.
Oh,
Falston
Aberdeen
at 3-1 coming into play tonight. As the Aberdeen student section sitting right in front of us continues to cheer their team on. Weinhold still down on his back. They're going to get him up here, I believe, in just a moment. The trainer's still looking at him. Oh, no, I beg your pardon. A trainer just switched sides there. Weinhold down at about the 33-yard line. Took a sack there, a huge hit, and a hard tackle. As we'll see, Falston's going to need to bring somebody in for the next play. It was Weinhold still down. One of the coaching staff members walks away with his helmet.
It's definitely something with the left shoulder or left arm.
Yeah, not really sure. We can't really see what the trainer is doing there. But Weinhold still down on his back. Let's see what they elect to do here. We'll take a quick timeout here and come back for the rest of this one. You're listening to the Harford County Game of the Week on SFMSports.net.
While cutting molding with a 12-inch dual compound miter saw, while holding a newborn baby in your arms, when face-to-face with a congregation of alligators, with the ball in your hands and the entire freaking season on the line.
There are a million places you'd never consider texting, so why would you do it while driving? NASCAR driver Casey Kane here, asking you to please stop the text, and together we can stop the wrecks.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Get the message at stoptextstopwrecks.org.
Brendan Weinhold now sitting up after getting taken down on a hard, hard sack. With 8:23 left in this one, and his team, the Falston Cougars, are trailing 28-7.
Yeah, this will be a blow to Falston if he is unable to enter and play the rest of this game, which it seems as of now that he won't be able to play, but...
Well, he's sitting up, which is obviously a good sign. Trainer's still working with him there. But looked from up here like he took a hard hit, absolutely clean. But when he got taken down, now he's up on his feet. And
obviously in pain, though.
Very much so. Holding his left arm, his left hand in a lot of pain there. So very good to see he's going to walk off the field under his own power, but not moving very fast. As he gets taken to the sideline, holding that left arm or shoulder, something in that area. So we certainly hope that Mr. Weinhold is okay.
Now I looked for down the roster for another quarterback on Falston, and there
Let's
wasn't
see.
One listed. So
let's see who comes in here. Can't see the number.
21.
This looks like, is it Ross Mitchell?
I can't see.
Let's see. They're in the shotgun.
I can't tell the number.
This is a pass here to the near side, and it is nearly intercepted.
Eight.
Looked like it might have been Andrew Stump, number 16. There's a 16 and there's a 19. And that was third down,
16.
So it was 16, Andrew Stump on the pass. And they will bring up fourth down, and the Cougars will punt it here, deep in their own territory and fourth and long.
I would imagine now getting closer and closer to the end of the game, Aberdeen's kind of just going to want the time to just...
Absolutely. This is one of the situations where you want the time to just tick down as the punt gets away. And it is a high punt, a short punt, fielded and then dropped. Loose ball, and it is... Let's see. Falston picks it up. So the Cougars still have some life.
That was huge right there for Falston, because there they are, down and out after four downs. Really pick up the ball now on their own, on Aberdeen's 40.
Might be too little too late for Falston, but don't tell that to the sidelines, who started jumping up and down in excitement, and now... Stump will come out in shotgun formation once again. Stump under pressure, steps up. Now he's going to run with it. Flag on the play in the area of holding. Stump hit hard after a gain of about 7. But I think this one's coming back due to holding. That's the one, I don't want to say benefit, but with Stump in the backfield there as quarterback, He does have that running ability.
Speed, yep. But again, another penalty.
He's going to back
really
Cougars up.
Back.
Yep. Big play negated by a big penalty. Falston needs points, and they need them in a hurry. That's going to be a big penalty from the spot of the foul as the penalty occurred 6 yards back from the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be second. And oh boy, this is going to test my math here. Second and 24.
Good job.
All right. Second and 24. All right, Megan Harden, first and 24. First and 24. Got the hard part right. Didn't get the second down part right. It was first down. First and 24. Back to pass the stump. Good time. And overthrew his man on the far side. It'll be set. Now is second down. Trying to cheat the Cougars out of a down. Pass, 28-7. Aberdeen in front. Falston with the ball, second and 24. Stump in the shotgun, four wide outs and a running back beside him. Back to pass, under pressure, sidesteps, a man fires on the far side, and it is a catch, a nice sliding catch. A gain of about 7 on the play. Makes it to third and long, not third and a mile, but third and long. And it'll be third and 16, it's a gain of 8 officially.
Brings up third and 16.
Third and 16. With 7.5 left to go with the clock stopped. Four wide outs for the Cougars. Stump again will be in the shotgun with a running back standing beside him. Ball at the Eagle 46. Stump, however, on a standing on his own 48-yard line. It steps back. Long throw. Has a man open. It is caught. Nice catch down about
beautiful.
The 10-yard line. Beautiful pitch
beautiful.
And catch. Stump took a shot as he was throwing the ball. Stood in there, took the hit, completed the pass, and now Falston in business here to Ross Mitchell. Mitchell. With a nice catch, and now the Cougars, they can score here in the next couple of plays. They still have a chance.
Yes. Gonna they need take, to score now, though.
Going to take some magic, as this is going to be a handoff.
It was 41.
And that is going to be Daylon Berry once again. So good to see Mr. Berry back in the game. 7 minutes exactly now left to go in this one. Falston's got to score, and it's got to be now. So why not hold out of this one after an injury? Stump in the shotgun formation once again from the 7-yard line. Throws to the end zone, and passes incomplete. Stump underthrew that one just a bit.
You know, he looks pretty comfortable back there, though, as a quarterback, Stump.
That's certainly one thing you can say. He's done a nice job coming in here, pinch hit relief, if you will, for Weinhold, who went out with a tough injury. Landed awkwardly after getting sacked. Did Weinhold, rather. Stump comes to the line once again, this time under center, I formation. He'll hand the ball off, and this is again going to go to Mitchell. Mitchell will fall forward for a gain of 2.
Mitchell
and it will now be fourth down here for Falston. As they ran the ball on 3rd and 6, it'll now be 4th and 4.
Timeout, yep.
And the Cougars Falston. Will take a timeout.
Never miss a single high school score with Scoreboard Now, powered by VSN. Get every Harford County score online and on your smartphone. Just visit sfmsports.net and click High School Sports. See schedules, scores, and the latest VSN Top 20 polls.
Plenty of action on the high school gridiron tonight. And overtime live. Cooking right now over on SFM Sports Channel 4. They're about 10-15 minutes into it. But go ahead and give a listen to Overtime Live once we get done here, as Mike Popovic and Mark Potter take you through all the action on the high school gridiron tonight. As Overtime Live over on SFM Sports at Channel 4. Hartford County Game of the Week right here on Channel 2. So glad you're tuned in. Alongside Kara Delenick, I'm Paul Taylor. So Aberdeen leads this one 28-7. Falston with the ball, fourth and four from the 5-yard line.
They need it here.
Absolutely. And it's a stump again under center. I formation, three wide receivers, two to the near side, stump, back to pass, looking, lost one, wide open, touchdown. That is Zach Good with the catch. Zach Good, a 5-yard touchdown catch. And it makes the score now 28-13. See what the Cougars do here, as they will try an extra point. And you would imagine they'd have to go for the onside kick here. With 6:25 left in the fourth quarter. Snap, hold, kick, good,
yep.
Good, and no good. Wide left.
Oh, I thought they
wide left, and it is 28-13. That's a big, big miss.
And you were the one that said you couldn't see tonight. Maybe that's me.
So with 6:25 left to go here in this one, Falston down by 15, but they still have life. Going to take some magic, but they still have a shot. Down by 15 with 6.5 minutes to go. .625 left. Aberdeen on top by 15 points. I would anticipate an onside kick here from Falston. Aberdeen not necessarily anticipating it, but I would be kind of surprised, even though Falston does have three timeouts, I would be surprised if the Cougars don't try an onside kick. As the Cougars line up, here comes the kick, and it is indeed an onside kick, but it goes right to one of the up end, and the Eagles fall on top of it. That went right to number 63. That was Billy Kilman. And it'll be first and 10 for the Eagles right from the 50-yard line. So a good attempt there just went right to the Eagles player. That's a few
feet.
If it's a few feet to the left or right, you might have a chance at it. But that one went right to Kilman, and Kilman did the right thing, went right down and smothered it.
Yeah, Aberdeen had to know that was coming, so of course I hope the coaches said something.
So Washington hands the ball off, and it's a good gain, a gain of 7 on first down for Richardson. And it keeps the clock moving, 6:10 left to go. Second down and 4 for Washington and the Eagles. Two wideouts to the near side, one to the far side. Washington with another handoff, however. And this will be good for a first down and more down to the 35-yard line. Gain of 9 on the play. A good gain as Boykin on the carry. Now, coming up after the game, Kara, you'll have a chance to talk to our player of the game, Mark Manise. Manise with 2 touchdowns tonight. So you'll get a chance to talk to him. We'll have that on the website on sfmsports.net shortly. It was 5.5 minutes to go in this one. Aberdeen in front, 28-13. Inside handoff goes to the far side now. It's Cromwell. Cromwell trying to turn the corner, does so, but not very far. Breaks out of a couple of tackles. And rather than a 2-yard gain, turns it into about a 4-yard gain, which I thought was a little bit more than that. But a real nice gain there from Cromwell, making something out of nothing. A little inside handoff. And then he turned it to the outside and turned it into a 3-yard gain. Washington once again under center. Two wideouts near, one wideout far. And he'll hand it off once again. This one coming near side, out across the 30, a 25-yard line. And he'll be stopped there. And the Cougars came out with the football, but they're going to mark his forward progress stopped. Wow. With the whistle was a half second later. Zach Zeller. See you later.
I know.
And if you want to talk about game changer.
I think Aberdeen just got a tough, a good break right there for them.
It did look like the forward progress was stopping.
We'll put it that way. I wouldn't say stopped.
Yeah, I would not use. I would not put a past tense on the word stop. I would maybe throw an ing after that one. That was a very fortunate break there for the
Eagles. Yeah, he would have been gone for that one too.
And it wouldn't have even been close. Washington back to pass. Under pressure, fires a wobbler, and it is caught, and this is going to be a touchdown. Wow! 27-yard touchdown. Manise, another touchdown. Unbelievable catch there from Manise. And now it's going to be it's a 21-point lead at the moment. Could be 22. Manise with a 27-yard touchdown reception. What a pitch and catch that was.
That's Manise's fourth touchdown of the game.
Okay.
34-13, Aberdeen lined up for the extra point. Snap is high, hold is good, kick itself is good.
I didn't want to say anything there too early. That's my fault.
So 35-13, this one all but over. As the Aberdeen band plays on. 4:19 to go. So Falston didn't get the ball back, but again, this one pretty much all but over.
Unless, yeah, Aberdeen about to stay undefeated this year, move to 5-0.
Yeah, that'll be a good mark for Aberdeen heading into the second half of their schedule, as they will stay on top.
I think
top.
They head up to North Hartford next weekend is their way, North Hartford, so.
Aberdeen, typically a really good football school. At least they have been in the last 4 or 5 years. Aberdeen making it all the way to the state semifinals back in 2011 before falling at River Hill. The day after Thanksgiving in 2011. Aberdeen home for the next 3 weeks following this one. Pooch kick fielded at just shy of the 30. Now to the far side, crossing the 30. And it'll be first and 10 for Falston from their own 32-yard line. North Hartford at Aberdeen next week. The following week, Aberdeen will host Bel Air. The week after that will be at Havre-de-Grace. So
that would be a good game.
A nice home stretch. And we hope to have the Havre-de-Grace Aberdeen game here on SFMSports.net as the rain has begun to fall. Have fun with that post-game interview.
I was just thinking. You know, it's not on TV, so I guess it doesn't matter about my hair. So, yeah.
Falston in the shotgun. Four wide receivers, three to the far side, one to the near side. Running back.
If only could have held out the rain for 5 more minutes, no?
Stumps pass complete at the 36-yard line. Not only is it raining, it's coming down pretty good. With 4 minutes to go in this one, Aberdeen in front comfortably by a score of 35-13.
For a 5-yard gain,
second down. So second down and 5 for the Cougars. Stump back to pass, finds a man, and incomplete. Pass was low at about the 40-yard line. And the Cougars will have a third down here as the umbrellas come out with 3:42 left to play.
Should I go?
So 3:42 left to go. Falston in the shotgun. Four wideouts. Pass is caught close to the first down. Let's see where they spot him. They're going to spot him a yard shy. And no, they're going to say... Now, let's see. They're going to say incomplete pass. And dropped it at the last minute. So it'll be fourth down for the Cougars with 3:36 left to go. ...35-13, Aberdeen in front here with just a couple minutes to go. Student section clearing out because of the rain as it continues to fall. With 3.5 left to go, Falston on fourth down and 6. Still in the huddle here, long huddle. Now they break the huddle. Fourth down and 6. Stump in the shotgun, back to pass. Fires far sideline, and it's behind his man. And that will just about do it. So that will turn the ball over on downs. And Falston will turn it over to Aberdeen. First and 10. With 3:33 left to go in this one. Aberdeen first and 10 from the Cougar 37-yard line. And 3.5 minutes to go. And now we have a whistle and a timeout for Aberdeen. Never miss a game of the week broadcast. Listen on that new iPhone 6 or any smartphone or tablet with SFM Sports Mobile powered by McDonald's. Listen in on the TuneIn app on SFM Sports Channel 2 or use your computer and visit sfmsports.net. Scan that QR code to access our exclusive Scoreboard mobile app. Listen live, get scores and on-demand content from anywhere with Scoreboard Mobile. 3.5 minutes left in this one. Rain continues to fall here in Aberdeen. As the home team Eagles up 35-13. As the Eagles jumped out to a 14-0 lead after one. And we're up 21-0 at halftime. As Falston turned the ball over on their first play from scrimmage. And it's been all Aberdeen since. First and 10 for Aberdeen. Washington under center. I beg your pardon, is no longer Washington under center. That is Corey Crawford under center. He hands the ball off, and his running back goes nowhere. That was Quincy Johnson, the running back on the play. Johnson took the handoff and then got walloped right after getting the ball. So it'll be second and 12. Crawford comes back to the huddle with the play call. Second and 12. 3:03 left to go in this one. As you can hear the rain falling. Crawford under center. Fumbles the snap, picks it up. Broken play. He gets sacked back at the 45-yard line. So the broken play results in good things for the Cougars. It'll be third and longer all the way back at the 45-yard line. They've got to get down to the 27, do the Eagles. So third and 18 for Aberdeen here with 2:15 left to play. Each team with one touchdown here in this fourth quarter. And Aberdeen looking to put this one away here with 2 minutes to go. Hand off, crosses the 45, but no further. And that will make it fourth and long, and we have a whistle here. Let's see, a timeout by Falston.
Effort on the carry, brought down by Wagner. No game brings up fourth down.
Fourth down for Aberdeen with 1:51 left to go. Aberdeen will keep the offense on the field. They had a timeout. The rain lightening up all of a sudden to a heavy drizzle, if you will. Fourth and long for Aberdeen with 1:51 to go. Close to a false start there. Instead, Crawford will take it by himself down across the 40. Hit it to 35. Falls forward. And it will still be first and 10 for Falston, but a nice gain on third and long. And that will turn it over to Falston here. First and 10 from the 35-yard line with just 95 seconds left. Aberdeen up 35-13, putting the finishing touches on a 5-0 record halfway through the season. Falston in the fall to 3-2. Back to pass his stump. Now he's going to take it himself. And he gets through a couple of tackles. Now crosses the 45-50. Stump will run out of bounds on the other side of the 50 into Aberdeen territory at the 45. So a nice run there by Mr. Stump. Coming into the game after Weinhold left due to injury. And now we have another injured Cougar down right at the 50-yard line. So we will have a brief stoppage with 1:24. Left to go. As the Aberdeen student section continues to make some noise. It'll be first and 10 for Falston when play resumes with just over a minute 20 left to go. We will take a quick timeout and be back for the conclusion of this one. You're listening to the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
While cutting molding with a 12-inch dual compound miter saw, while holding a newborn baby in your arms, when face-to-face with a congregation of alligators, with the ball in your hands and the entire freaking season on the line...
There are a million places you'd never consider texting, so why would you do it while driving? NASCAR driver Casey Kane here, asking you to please stop the text, and together we can stop the wrecks.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Get the message at StopTextStopWrecks.org.
Welcome back to Aberdeen. The injured Cougar was able to walk off under his own power, so a good sign here. Under 1:20 left to go. As Falston with the ball, first and 10 in plus territory. It is Stump standing at the 50, taking the snap in the shotgun. Pass is deflected and batted down. The big part was deflected and it hit down at the 35. That deflection caused it to hit short. As with 61 seconds left, Stump and the Cougars will have it second and 10 from the Aberdeen 45-yard line. Second and 10 for Falston, 1:01 left to go, and with the Eagles up 35-13. Stump back to pass once again, looking far side, looking, now dumps it off to his running back, Barry. Barry at the 35, first down and more. He gets down to the 32. Daylon Barry with a nice reception and run after catching a little dump out from the backfield. So even though this is mop-up time here with just under a minute left to go, Daylon Berry's still running over people, getting first downs for the Cougars. Shotgun again for Stump. Back to pass once more. Stump, long pass near side into traffic. It is knocked up in the air and nearly intercepted. Falls through the hands of the Aberdeen defense led by Jadair Stansberry. With 35 seconds left, it'll be second and 10 for Falston. So second and 10. Stump comes to the line in the shotgun formation. Back to pass once more. Looking deep, has a man, and then it is dropped. That was Mitchell over the middle. And that will bring up third down here with 30 seconds left. Third and 10 from the 31 for Falston. With 30 seconds left, Aberdeen in front 35-13. Third and 10 for the Cougars. Back to pass is Stump. He fires, and that one is incomplete, and it will bring up fourth down. 25 seconds left. One last chance here for Falston. On fourth and 10. Fourth and 10 for Falston. Stump back to pass. Good time. Fires complete. First down, down to the 15-yard line. That will be a first down and 10 for the Cougars. With 17 seconds left, they will hustle to the line and either run a play or clock it. With 17 seconds left, down by 22. Stump in the shotgun once again. He'll take the pass, snap, passes it toward the end zone. That is caught down to the 3-yard line, breaking a tackle, lunging for the end zone. Touchdown! 32-yard pitch and catch.
Stump to McKeever for a Falston touchdown.
And Kyle McKeever with the touchdown. So McKeever with the touchdown there for the Cougars. And now the Cougars will go for two. With 8 seconds left, here's the pass into the end zone. A big hit and a drop. So the two-point conversion, no good. And then the score will remain 35-19.
Pass incomplete. 2-point conversion is no good. And with 8 seconds remaining, the score, Aberdeen 35, Falston 19.
So 8 seconds left in this one. We'll take a timeout after the final snap, and we'll come back with the postgame show. We'll take a recap and get you set for these two teams' next games. That's all coming up on the halftime, or the postgame show, rather. As Falston trailed at halftime 21-0 and trailed throughout. And it's just generally been a tough night for the Cougars, made tougher when their quarterback, Brennan Weinhold, went out midway through this quarter with what appeared to be a left shoulder injury. Falston hosts Patterson Mill next week before traveling to see Milton Wright. Aberdeen hosts North Hartford before hosting Bel Air. Squib kick hits and is picked up by the Eagles. They'll get it to the 45 and out to midfield and run out of bounds in plus territory. And with 3 seconds left, the Eagles, rather, will take over for one final play. This should be a kneel down or a run. And that will do it for this one. 35-19. as the Eagles take over from the Fallston 48, and this will be a kneel down. And the Eagles are one play away from moving to 5-0. Fast start by Aberdeen, and then Fallston got a nice defensive stand to start the second half. But it was not enough, as Aberdeen will take a knee, and that will do it. Aberdeen improves to 5-0. They win 35-19 over the Fallston Cougars. We'll take a timeout and be back for the postgame show. You're listening to the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
And in a stunning turn of events, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets and Fries have turned this tailgating party around.
Most definitely. The juiciness of McNuggets combined with the hottest fries in the game, that's a tasty play that's always going to dominate.
Fellas, come on. Enough with the play-by-play. The game start.
Tailgate McDonald's style with 20-piece Chicken McNuggets for only $5. Then team them up with our world-famous fries to go all the way.
And the McNuggets up. And it's good.
There's more fun ways to tailgate at McDonald's. Proud sponsor of the NFL. Prices and participation may vary.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Maryland's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Maryland Public Secondary Schools Athletic Association and the Maryland State Athletic Directors Association.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
The Harford County High School Football Game of the Week is powered by Harford's Heart Magazine, the magazine that connects the residents, businesses, and communities of Harford County. Visit harfordsheart.com.
Welcome back to Aberdeen for the final time as Fallston comes in to Aberdeen and loses by a score of 35-19. As Aberdeen jumped on top 7-0 just 2.5 minutes into the game, Richardson with a 2-yard touchdown run gave the hosts a 6-0 lead as the extra point was blocked. Ben Richardson on his way to a nice night. And then it was Dramel Boykin with a terrific 20-yard touchdown reception with 6:31 left to go in the first quarter, that gave Aberdeen a 14-0 lead as the Eagles were able to convert on a 2-point conversion there. They took that 14-0 lead into the second quarter as Mark Manise with his first of three touchdowns on the night. A 15-yard reception put his team up 21-0. That would be all the scoring in the first half. In the second half, Fallston would get on the board with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Rice with a 25-yard reception, and that made the score 21-7. Aberdeen, however, answered Manise with his second touchdown of the night, a 3-yard touchdown reception for a 28-7 lead. Fallston would get two touchdowns in the fourth, but it wouldn't matter as Manise's third touchdown with 4:19 left to go iced this one for the Eagles and made the score 35-13. So Aberdeen stays home for the next couple weeks. They'll host North Harford next week on the 10th, and Fallston will go home and host Patterson Mill, both of those on October 10th at 7 p.m. So I want to thank Kara Delenick for joining me tonight. I want to thank our executive producer, Steve Clendenin, for all of his work as well as Mr. Tim Lindekamp, the athletic director at Aberdeen, for allowing us to come out and broadcast this game tonight. For Steve and Kara, I'm Paul Taylor saying so long from Aberdeen High School. Once again, your final score, Aberdeen 35, Falston 19. This has been a presentation of the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
This presentation of the Harford County High School Game of the Week has been brought to you by Harford's Heart Magazine, connecting the residents, businesses, and communities of Harford County at harfordsheart.com. Get access to archives of this broadcast. Vote for a Harford County Student Athlete of the Month. Get scores and schedules at sfmsports.net. Click High School Sports. Thank you for listening to this presentation of the Harford County High School Game of the Week from sfmsports.net.